10 minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Nine minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
Get down on it.
Union dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-dum. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You're just living like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall.
To 7 minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
You got to bump it up, don't you know, bump it up. You got to bump it up, don't you know, bump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, bump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up.
More minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You get older, you wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind. So live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me.
Just 5 more minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
Take on me.
minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the eastern cold, carving the wind, and dawn of your eyes, dust off your smile, when you say yes, you make me trust. I will never keep you from an open door, I know.
Two more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show, featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
With the month of July knocking, the Frisco Rough Riders continuing a six-game series at Riders Field. They take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for the 7:05 start time on Wednesday night. Good evening, folks. Welcome to the Rough Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett with you. High atop Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Well, we've got certainly a fun night in front of us. Texas baseball legends tonight. Mark McLemore, the longtime big leaguer in the house. Played in the major leagues for 19 seasons, and he was with Texas in the mid to late 90s, so certainly happy to have Mac with us tonight. and Frisco looking to get back on the winning side of things. It's a Cody Bradford start on this June 29th, 2022. Mr. Zach Bigley, how you doing tonight?
Doing good. Happy to be here.
Looking for a strong start tonight. We certainly got one out of Avery Weems last night. It wasn't a win, but hoping for Cody Bradford to get back on how he was in the month of June. He looked really, really good. The last time out in Arkansas was a tough goal, but other than that, the month of June has been really solid for Bradford.
Yeah, those 7 runs in Arkansas, a little bit of a speed bump for him, but hopefully he'll get back to what we saw earlier in the month, as you mentioned. Really, really good. Back-to-back shutout performances for him. 11 strikeouts in one of those games, still the most by any Rough Riders starter this year. And really, ultimately, pounding the zone, going deep in ball games. That's the Cody Bradford that we have seen over the last year and a half when he's been at his best, and we hope to see going forward, because it seems like after really pitching well in the beginning of the year, he hit up a little bit of a hump, and now hopefully he's coming back into what we expected to see. And hey, Mark McLemore taking the mound right now, ready for his first pitch.
That Rangers jersey looks nice.
Brought
out the old Rangers white home uniform. And Mark McLemore with us tonight for a meet and greet, part of Texas Baseball Legends. And he's going to be around with us tonight in Game 2. Well, last night it was tough. No offense, only 2 hits for Frisco. It tied a season low. But really good pitching that the Rough Riders faced against Misael Tamarez. He almost recorded 6. He goes 5 2/3, 6 strikeouts, and only gives up 2 hits as the Riders would go on to lose 4-2. Around the Texas League last night, Midland topped San Antonio 10-3, Springfield over Wichita 12-8, and Arkansas, how about the Travelers thumping Tulsa on the road last night 14-5, and Northwest Arkansas over Amarillo 20-6, enjoying the ballpark premises of Hodgetown, a bang box, as Matt Watley called it, and certainly fitting. How do the Texas League standings look now as we start the second half? Now, it's Tulsa that clinched the spot, but they're 40-28, the first team to eclipse win number 40. Arkansas now in second in the North at 37-33. Wichita at 35-34. They've lost 8 of their last 10. It's allowed Northwest Arkansas to pick it back up a little bit, but they've struggled as well, losing 7 of their last 10. Here comes Springfield. The Cards have won 7 of their last 10. They're now 32-38, but still at the bottom of the North, but it's starting to get a little bit thicker in terms of that line in the North. San Antonio still pacing the South at 38-30. Frisco at 36-34. 3 full games behind the Missions. Both have won 6 of their last 10. Corpus Christi has now wiggled into the third place spot. The Hooks continue to play hot ball. They've won 8 of their last 10. Amarillo sliding. They've lost 7 of their last 10. We're living in the last 10 column, but the Soddies are 32-38. Same record as Midland at the bottom of the Texas League South. We'll step aside on the Riders pregame show. Come back with us. Owen White is the Texas Rangers' 8th prospect in the system. He has the opportunity to join us next, and we'll talk about his recent AA debut with the Frisco Rough Riders that he had last week. It was a good one. That and the story of Mr. Owen White on the other end of this break on the Riders pregame show. First pitch at 7:05 from Riders Field.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
You can't celebrate Independence Day without fireworks. Spend your 4th of July weekend at Riders Field and catch post-game fireworks on Fireworks Friday, presented by Raisin Cane's, and the next night with Skylit Saturday, with our biggest post-game fireworks display of the year on July 3rd. Get your tickets today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Spend your Thirsty Thursday at Riders Field on Singles Night as Ivan Hall from Season 16 of The Bachelorette will be on hand for a meet and greet. We'll see you this week at Riders Field. Let's ride!
Back on the Riders Baseball Network, Chris Jared with you before a 7:05 first pitch time between Corpus Christi and Frisco. We've got the chance now to be joined by the pitcher, Mr. Owen White. Owen, thanks for your time and welcome to Frisco.
Thank you for having me.
Going from high A, we were just talking about being able to be a native from Mount Ola, North Carolina. You play for Hickory, about 45 minutes away from home. To you, that had to be pretty nice to have the family and friends come to town whenever they wanted to.
It was perfect, yeah. My family's a big support system for me, so having them so close, it was just perfect for game day.
How did your route in baseball start? When did you kind of figure out that this is something that I want to do very, very seriously?
Throughout high school, I was a three-sport athlete growing up. Then kind of realized in eighth grade that arm was overpowering the bat a little bit more than I wanted it to. And just kind of transferred throughout high school, got a little bit stronger, started throwing the ball a little bit harder, and started getting recognized for it. And kind of blossomed into a two-way spot at South Carolina. And then instead of going there, went with the MLB route and kind of just turned into a PO. So,
in terms of just the house growing up, was it a competitive household? And how do you think your background prepared you for where you are now?
Yeah, I have three older sisters. They all went to college to play sports. Family, we go to the beach every July and normally take 40-plus people. We always do, like, something very competitive, kickball or wiffle ball or something on the beach, and even at our cookouts at home. So, it's very competitive family, and, it just pushed me to where I am now.
What did the early stages look like for you with the Rangers? And, were you trying to – how was the process trying to just stay on the timeline that they instilled for you rather than just being where you wanted to be?
I had a couple bumps in the road. Obviously, I had TJ in 2019, then COVID hit in 2020. And then last year, obviously, broke my hand in the first game. But came back, bounced back from it, and just trying to continue to keep that motive and pushing forward and keep putting outings together and hopefully clear a path to the big leagues.
We're chatting with the Texas Rangers number 8 prospect, Mr. Owen White. What's the competitiveness like for you off the field, living with the guys in High Hickory and now here in Frisco?
Off the field, we do everything competitively, but we try to get away from baseball and just lay back and chill most of the time. It's time to recover and get ready to come back and play throughout the week.
Kind of on top of that, you mentioned growing up you weren't really a big sports watcher. What did you do away from baseball to just kind of hit that even keel?
Hunt, fish, try to do all outdoors kind of things. And just play out in the yard. I was big throwing balls off the wall and fielding it and making cuts and relays and just doing all kinds of stuff, trying to keep the hands and eye coordination rolling.
Being the younger brother, was it basically that, just playing ball by yourself in the yard for the most part?
For the most part, yeah. We'll get one sister to come out there every once in a while, but normally by myself.
In terms of pitching prospects, there's a lot of really talented young guys in the Rangers system, and now you can kind of feel that when you come up here to AA Frisco as well. What have your relations been like early with those guys and with Jeff Andrews?
Everybody's been perfect here. Jeff is one heck of a coach. Pushed you to the limits, and so does all the other players. We hold each other to high standards and just try to compete throughout the week and try to have, build off each other throughout the week.
Yeah. Let's talk about the AA debut for you. When you're on the road in Arkansas, what were the emotions going into it, and how did you try and keep your head on your shoulders during the game?
Just try to stay calm, throw the ball over the plate. I knew my defense behind me had everything, so just kind of been my goal all year is just try to get quick outs and try to be in the game as long as possible.
Appreciate you joining us, Owen. Best of luck, and we'll talk later.
Thanks so much.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field on Wednesday night. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you. Our umpires at home plate. Willie Trainer calling the balls and strikes tonight. Jake Wilburn will be up the line at first, visiting with us for a few days. And it'll be Tanner Dobson, our crew chief, at third. We'll kick it to our final break. It's national anthem time at Riders Field. Come back with us. Zach Bigley joins us on the other end of this break of the national anthem with first pitch in game two between Corpus Christi and Frisco next.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Spend your Thirsty Thursday at Riders Field on singles night as Ivan Hall from season 16 of The Bachelorette will be on hand for a meet and greet. We'll see you this week at Riders Field. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh my goodness.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut on and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
Following a game one loss to Corpus Christi, the Rough Riders are back in action against the Hooks in game two of the six-game series here at Riders Field. The Frisco Rough Riders coming in at 0-1 to start the second half, and they look to bounce back with Cody Bradford on the mound. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along high atop Riders Field, about 25 minutes north of downtown Dallas here in Frisco, Texas. A tough one last night, but with Cody Bradford on the hill, Chris, they look to bounce back.
Looking to bounce back and looking to get another good start out of the left-handed starter. He's out on the mound, so let's introduce you to the lineup for the Hooks. First, for the designated hitter, Mr. Greg Kessinger. The first baseman, Luke Berryhill, batting second tonight. Justin Dearden, the left fielder, bats third. And Shea Whitcomb, the shortstop, with the cleanup duty. Second baseman, Will Wagner, batting fifth. And Alex McKenna staying in center. He'll bat sixth. 7-8-9 for the Hooks of the catcher, Cesar Salazar. Edwin Diaz at third. And Jordan Brewer in right field at the bottom of the card for the Hooks. Now quickly for the Rough Riders, Dustin Harrison left field. He bats first. Johnny Ornelas, the shortstop, batting second. Kellen Strom's been on a tear. The designated hitter batting third. And Justin Foscue batting cleanup at second base defensively. JP in center field batting fifth. The switch hitting catcher, David Garcia, batting sixth. And 7-8-9 for Frisco. Troy here, the first baseman. Josh Stowers in right. And Jax Biggers at third, Zach.
All right. Sounds like a winner to me.
Sounds like a winning lineup. They've been winning lineups for a hot stretch as of late. It's trying to end June in a good way and start that month of July in a strong note as well.
Yeah, the Rough Riders 10-14 in June this year. It's been a bit of a tough stretch, but June, outside of his last start, really good for this man on the hill. 7 runs in his last start allowed for Cody Bradford, but he's looking to bounce back. It'll also be a bounce back start against Corpus Christi. He allowed 6 runs over 4 innings, his first time and lone time against Corpus in his career. Looking for a little bit more of what he had against Amarillo and Midland in consecutive starts. A combined 11 innings, no runs, 19 strikeouts in those starts. Man. That's good stuff. Greg Kessinger in from the right side. Right-hander against the southpaw, Cody Bradford. We're ready for baseball here at Riders Field. Not quite. Time called as a gate was open on the... Well, you got to close the gate. Yep, gate was open on the media area down the left side. Camera well. All right, now we're ready for baseball.
Let's do it.
Cody Bradford back into his wind, and away we go. That one's at the bottom of the zone for a called strike. It's 0-1, and we are underway. The Rough Riders entering into today at 0-1 in the second half. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. Low of the zone, and the count goes to 1-1. 36-34 on the season. Corpus 1-0 and 33-37 this year. 1-1. Kessinger swings, comes up empty on a good change away. And it's 1-2. Cody Bradford will go 2 fastballs, the 4-seam, the 2-seam. Curveball, slider, change. Kessinger has had a really tough year, just hitting 174 on the season. 1-2. Will foul back behind home. Just caught a piece of it. Still 1-2. Cody Bradford's going to use that defense behind him with the utmost precision. Likes to roll the ground ball. Shoulders square over towards the first base dugout. As southpaw has his sign from Garcia back into his wind in the 1-2. Ground ball out to short. Ornelas has it measured on a chest-high hop. Slings it on to first, and he gets it. One away in the first inning. Luke Berryhill bats now. Rough Riders and Hooks just on our way. No score. Luke Berryhill, another right-handed batter. Been really good against lefties this year. 941 OPS against lefties as opposed to his 836 OPS overall. Bradford peels back into his wind and he deals home. On the outside corner. Fastball for a strike and it's 0-1. Let's get you that defense behind Bradford today. It's Dustin Harris in left and J.P. Martinez in center. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. Dips low of the zone, 1-1. Josh Stowers rounds out the outfield in right field. along the infield. Jax Biggers at third, Johnny Ornelas at shortstop, Justin Foscue at second base, and Trey Hare plays at first today for the Riders. 1-1 pitch on the way. A line drive on one hop to short. Backhanded stop Ornelas. Long throw from deep short, and he got him. Johnny Ornelas able to set his feet and deliver a strike across the diamond to Trey Hare. Hit him right in the chest. Had to be a perfect throw to get the hustling Barry Hill, and it was. It's just about the longest throw you'll have to make as a shortstop, and it was right on the money. Two balls put in play, and two handled nicely by the shortstop Ornelas. Justin Dearden, left-handed batter now, first pitch. Low of the zone, one ball, no strikes. Misses in the dirt.
Saw uncharacteristic defense yesterday, really by both teams, but for Frisco, the left side of the defense was tough. So great to see Johnny back to his sharp ways.
1-0, high and tight. Curveball slipped out of his hand. Two balls, no strikes. Two errors for Ornelas yesterday, one for Trey Hare at third. As you mentioned, very uncharacteristic. Used to seeing very sharp defense on the left side in general. 2-0. Dearden takes one on the inside corner. Fastball for a strike. About thigh high, and it's two balls, one strike.
I think the most impressive thing from that ground ball fielded by Ornelas was he knew right how to gauge it.
2-1. Inside corner, belt high strike. The slider, and it's now 2-2.
Saw it was hard hit, and then had to retreat right back in the hole, laser to first.
2-2. Soft liner over to third, and right in the shift, Jax Biggers off to his left, makes the catch right at the belt, and the side comes to a close. A lot of soft contact against Cody Bradford here in the first inning, and a 1-2-3 frame. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. The big league rehabber Jake Odorizzi is on the mound when we come back for Corpus Christi. Our score, it's Corpus nothing, Frisco coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Major League rehabber Jake Odorizzi on the hill for Corpus Christi as we roll our way into the bottom of the first inning. No score. Dustin Harris, Jonathan Ornelas, Kellen Strom, the 3-2 up for the Rough Riders on a beautiful day here at Riders Field. 91 degrees, our first pitch. Temperature, a feels like of 91. Sunshine up above. 7-mile-an-hour winds out to left. Pulse side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter Dustin Harris against the right-hander Odorizzi, who winds back and deals. A strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1, and a 92-mile-an-hour fastball from Odorizzi, who will go fastball, curveball, slider, changeup, and cutter. He's back into his wind in the 0-1. Misses down low in the dirt, and it's one ball and one strike on Harris, who had one of just two hits for the Rough Riders yesterday. Tough loss, 4-2 for Frisco. Harris's hit was a home run. Solo shot to left center field onto the berm. His 13th of the year. Odorizzi The 1-1, a swing and a miss. Good pitch, diving down low and inside. And it's 1-2. Odorizzi is rehabbing from a knee injury he suffered at Fenway Park back on May 18th. He's back into his windup, and he deals in the 1-2. Hard grounder to the right side, but right at Will Wagner at second. He picks it up, fires onto first, and retires Dustin Harris. One out. Here's Jonathan Ornelas. It was a ground ball to the right side, and he tried to get off the mound, but his leg stuck right into the dirt on the mound, and it looked like a really bad injury. He ended up having to get carted off the field at Fenway Park. But he's back and trying to work his way back up at the big league level with the Astros. Right on right, one back in the first pitch. Fastball dots the upper edge, called strike, and it's 0-1. No score, bottom half of the first inning, one out, bases clear. Odorizzi, originally a first-round draft pick back in 2008 by the Brewers. The pitch. Bottom of the zone, a called strike. 0-2. He's involved in a bunch of different trades. Traded three different times. He's back into his windup in the 0-2 pitch. Misses low of the zone, and it's 1-2. He's part of the Zach Greinke deal that sent him from Milwaukee to Kansas City. 2 years later, he was in the James Shields deal, sending him to Tampa Bay. And then pitched there till 2017 before getting shipped to Minnesota. He winds back in the 1-2. Ground ball on two hops out to third, speared by Diaz. Long throw across, and he retires Ornelas. Two up, two down, and a pair of ground balls. No score, bottom half of the first inning for Kellen Strong. He spent the last two seasons in Houston. A one-time All-Star back in 2019 when he had a 3.51 ERA and 30 starts for Minnesota. That was a really good Minnesota team that hit a ton of home runs. And he was a big part of that staff on the pitching side of things as they made the playoffs before getting swept by the Yankees. Right on right again in the first pitch. Curveball just misses inside. 1-0. Kellen Strom hitting .261, 4 homers, 13 runs batted in. Odorizzi back into his windup. He fires in the 1-0. Right on the outside corner. Called strike of the belt. It's 1-1. What's a little bit interesting with the Major League rehabbing Odorizzi, no pitch clock. Things are slowing down just a little bit. He winds in the 1-1. Grounder foul right side off the tarp. On the right field line, and it's 1-2. He's been pumping in the strikes. He's been 1-2 to Harris, Ornelas, and now Strong.
It's interesting to see how the batters, they're pacing. They're ready right now.
Yeah.
They're looking out on the mound, and they're still waiting.
Odorizzi back into his wind in the 1-2. Strom swings, chops it softly to third. Charging Diaz, picks, throws on the run, and it's dug out at first by Berryhill in time to get Strom. The side comes to a close on three straight ground ball outs for Jake Odorizzi. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the second. Both pitchers, 1-2-3 firsts. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch. Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Is
this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Roll our way to the top of the second inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. No score. Cody Bradford's first pitch. A fly ball foul out of play right side, and it's 0-1 to Shea Whitcomb, the shortstop for Corpus Christi. Both pitchers trading 1-2-3 first innings. All six balls have been put in play that required outs. The pitch. A line drive the opposite way, and that dunks in front of Josh Stowers for a base hit. Shea Whitcomb continues to murder left-handed pitching. He singles the opposite way. He's hitting just 193 on the year, but hitting 321 against left-handers entering into this one, and that average just goes up. Out of his 8 home runs, 7 have been against left-handed pitching. And over 1,100 OPS as well. Will Wagner now the second baseman. First pitch. He swings and misses at a high fastball, and it's 0-1. This is a left-on-left bout between Wagner and Bradford. Scoreless top of the second. 18th game of the season for Will Wagner. Bradford closed off from the stretch. He deals. A hard grounder right side past a diving Foscue into right field for a hit. And Whitcomb maneuvers to second base. Back-to-back singles here in the second. A high throw from Stowers was backed up by the third baseman, Jax Biggers. So both runners remain at first and second base. Will Wagner, the son of Billy Wagner, longtime Astros closer. He's aboard with a single. Cody Bradford had 3 balls put in play against him, all soft contact. Now back-to-back singles hit fairly hard here in the second. Center fielder Alex McKenna now, right-handed batter. Bradford from the stretch, he fires. Low and outside, 1 ball, no strikes. McKenna, a tough day yesterday. 0-for-3 with a walk, a couple strikeouts. Playing in just his 7th game here in AA since getting demoted from AAA Sugarland. 1-0 toss on the way. On the inside corner for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Said he's trying to keep a positive attitude, though. He knows this is a good opportunity for him to get better and make sure he gets back up there. And he knows it's a loaded outfield above him in Houston. The pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball up and away, and it's 1-2. He's trying to do what he can to keep a positive attitude. Same goes for Cody Bradford as he tries to get out of this early jam here in the second. Bradford ready from the stretch, and he fires in. Misses up high. Breaking ball slipped out of his hands. 2 balls, 2 strikes. This Wednesday, it's Texas baseball legends. We have Mark McLemore in the house, former utility king. From the stretch, the 2-2 is fouled straight back, and it's still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Played with a ton of clubs. Most seasons with the Rangers, though, with 5. A lot of time in the late 30s in his career. I should say in his late 30s, not in the late 1930s. Not quite that long ago. Bradford the 2-2. Grounder to the right side. That squeaks through into right field for a hit. Whitcomb gets the windmill around third. Stowers boots it in right field. And that allows Wagner to move up to third. It went off the tip of Stowers' glove and just sat down right in the grass as he thought he had it in his glove. It's 1-0 Corpus Christi on an RBI single for Alex McKenna.
Oh no, back-to-back days where the Hooks take the lead early. I feel like they did it in similar fashion yesterday, striking first with an error defensively by Frisco. That came in the third. And this time it comes in the second and puts the Hooks in front.
It is an RBI for McKenna despite the error. He would have scored anyway. But the error does allow Wagner to move from second to third on the play. So runners on the corners, nobody out. Three straight singles for the Hooks to start the second. Cesar Salazar bats now, left-handed hitter in the pitch. A rocket foul right side. Ball was crunched off Salazar's bat, and it's 0-1. Salazar riding an eight-game hitting streak for Corpus Christi. In a monster series against Amarillo last week, over his five games, he went 10-for-19. Throw over to first base, chasing McKenna back in. He has good speed. 1-0 Corpus. As you mentioned, Chris, another time where Corpus strikes first. This is the eighth meeting between the two clubs this year. Corpus leading 4-3. The 0-1 up high and misses. One ball, one strike. Breaking ball out of Bradford's hand. Cody trying to settle things down. He's ready from the stretch. Look over at first in the 1-1. Up high, another breaking ball. Two balls, one strike.
This is a difficult bottom approach of the order for Bradford to face with runners aboard. Salazar crushed the three-run homer yesterday, and he enters in the seventh spot with a 3.21 average sack, 9.02 OPS.
2-1. Grounder foul right side. We're even at 2-2. Yeah, this is a guy in Salazar, as you mentioned, who homered yesterday, but he also hit third in the lineup. All of a sudden, he's hitting seventh today. And Edwin Diaz on deck has five homers out of his nine hits still this year. Bradford deals in the 2-2. Line drive into center. That's in for a hit. Wagner scores from third. McKenna moves up to second, and it's 2-0 Corpus Christi. Four straight singles begin the second for Corpus. Still nobody out. And it's 2-0. Death by 1,000 paper cuts here to start the inning. And that brings Jeff Andrews, the Riders pitching coach, out of the dugout to chat. Not the start Cody Bradford was looking for. About three outs in a row in the first inning on a couple ground outs and a soft line out to third. And then this one went single to right, single to right, single to right, single to center.
He got off the ground tonight better than the first time that he, and the only time that he faced Corpus Christi, where he went 2-1-1-2 in terms of runs allowed in the first, second, third, and fourth. So it was a quick 6-0 lead that the Hooks, or at least six runs that the Hooks were able to put up on him. And so the first inning was much smoother, 1-2-3, and only needed 13 pitches, but they've seen him well to start the second.
Wondering which Cody Bradford would we see on the mound today for the Rough Riders. And it looked in the first inning, we're going to see the Cody Bradford that over 11 innings combined between his starts on June 11th and June 17th struck out 19 and didn't allow a run. Doesn't seem like that's the Cody Bradford that has come out here in the second so far. Trying to settle it down, though, and face Edwin Diaz, right-handed batter, two aboard. Nobody out, two in. First pitch. Fastball catches the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Bradford allowing seven runs over 4 2/3 innings in his last start against Arkansas, including a couple homers. He tosses, actually looks back towards second base, chasing McKenna. Edwin Diaz, as mentioned, just hitting 155, but those five home runs. Tough day yesterday at the plate, 0-for-4 with three strikeouts. Bradford ready from the stretch, looking back towards second. Kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him, 0-2. McKenna takes his lead from second, Salazar from first. Bradford tucks the glove to his chest, peers in for his sign, he's got it. The 0-2. Soft pop-up foul back behind home, off to our right. Still no balls, two strikes. On this nice day, 91 degrees, and we say nice because usually the humidity pops the feels like well over the actual temperature, but not a lot of humidity to speak of today, so very comfortable.
What did we have yesterday, 89?
89 with a feels like of 89. 0-2. Popped up right side, shallow right field. Stowers in towards the line, still coming. Plants his feet, he's under it, makes the catch. McKenna bluffs, but stays at second. There's the first out. The second inning on a fly ball out to right field. One out for Jordan Brewer, the nine-hole hitter. 2-0 Corpus Christi.
Huge for the confidence of Cody Bradford, Zach. Just get one under your belt, and you've got a force at any base in the infield now as you face the nine-hitter. So only two runs coming in. Of course, four hits, not what you want to allow in an inning. But the damage limited so far to this point. You've got a chance with a really good defense up the middle that can get you two outs if you can get one good fortunate ground ball.
First pitch to Brewer. On the outside corner for a call and strike. Fastball at 90 miles an hour, and it's 0-1. Feels like temperature very comfortable, but still, if you're in the sunshine, it's a little warm, and that's evident by the berm out in left field. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Went upstairs off the outside corner, and it's 0-2. As the shade creeps along the berm when the sun sets off to our left, the fans on the berm creep along with the shade across the berm, and soon they'll occupy the right field berm, which is currently almost empty. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Fastball off the outside corner, and Cody Bradford has strikeout number one. He dispatches of Corey Brewer on three pitches. Two outs here in the second. Top of the order for Gray Kessinger. Two runs in, and now two down. Kessinger grounded out to short to start things off in the first inning. McKenna at second, Salazar at first. Bradford trying to limit the damage. The Aledo, Texas native ready from the stretch. He rocks home the first pitch. Bounces down in the dirt, gets away from Garcia to his right, and both runners move up on the wild pitch. All right, Garcia had no idea where that ball went. He was able to locate it. Not before both runners moved up, though. Four hits consecutively to start this inning. Now back-to-back outs. Bradford ready from the stretch, and he rocks in the 1-0. Foul back this way off to our right.
Clink, clunk.
Yeah, no kidding. One ball, one strike on Kessinger. This is a big out to get right here. Two runs is manageable. Anything more can get a little dicey. Bradford the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch down and in. 1-2. Tyler Thomas has started to loosen out of the bullpen down the left field line. Bradford hoping he can get out of this unscathed any longer. 1-2. High. Two balls, two strikes.
Good pitch to go to. Put the slider low in the dirt on Kessinger. Try to get him with the high heat. Get it up around the eyes or the upper chest. But this is Bradford with two in scoring position, two out. It's got to be big.
He brings in the 2-2. Line drive, third base side, sliding forehanded stop. Biggers up to his feet, and he throws low onto first, and Hare can't pick it out. Oh, run scores, and Kessinger is safe at first. 3-0 Corpus Christi on a heck of a stop at third base by Biggers. Sliding forehanded stab on a short hop to his left. He got up to his feet, spun, threw onto first, and it was low, but Hare stretching out couldn't make the short pick. And another run comes in for Corpus Christi. 3-0 here in the second as Alex McKenna crosses home. Salazar to third. Kessinger at first. Runners in the corners, two outs, and here's Luke Berryhill now. Eighth man up in the inning. First pitch. High and inside, one ball, no strikes.
And Bradford was just both hands on his knees, just watching the play. And as soon as it was basically at first, the play couldn't be made, just dropped his head. You could feel it. You know, he wanted that one bad.
Can't blame him. Offering in. Swing and a miss. Blew it by him on a fastball. One ball, one strike. They call it an infield single and an RBI for Gray Kessinger. Three runs on five hits here in the inning. Throw goes over to first. Quick tag applied from Hare, but Kessinger's back in. He is a guy who will go 14 for 18 in stolen bases this year. Bradford ready from the stretch. He brings in the 1-1. Ground ball, third baseline, foul. Well, I nearly took out Salazar. Runner down the third baseline. One ball, two strikes. He was in foul territory, so it would have been a foul ball anyway. Three nothing Corpus, top of the second. Two outs, runners on the corners. Barry Hill, not a guy you want to mess around with. Whole lot of power. 1-2. Bounces in the dirt, gets away from Garcia to his right, and that brings Salazar in from third. 4-0 Corpus. Second wild pitch of the inning for Cody Bradford. Ray Kessinger follows suit, moves up to second. Two balls, two strikes on Barry Hill now. Starting to get out of hand. 44 pitches for Cody Bradford. Pull side shift on the infield for the right-handed batting Barry Hill with Kessinger at second. Here's the 2-2. Pop foul right side, out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. This is the 33rd pitch of the inning for Cody Bradford. He fires home. Fouled straight back. Still two balls, two strikes, and this will be his last batter, almost unconditionally. Tyler Thomas is ready to go in the bullpen. Hopefully Bradford can get through this second inning. He looks in for his sign. Left-hander ready from the stretch. 2-2 pitch on the way. High pop-up, shallow right field. Justin Foskey, the second baseman, under it. Now he comes in onto the dirt, makes the catch, and the side comes to a close here in the second inning. But a big inning for Corpus Christi. Four runs across on five hits, an error, and one runner left on base. We go into the bottom half of the second inning. Our score, it's Corpus Christi 4, Frisco nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, CarpetTech's air duct cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from CarpetTech. Call CarpetTech and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Spend your Thirsty Thursday at Riders Field on Singles Night as Ivan Hall from Season 16 of The Bachelorette will be on hand for a meet and greet. We'll see you this week at Riders Field. Let's ride.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, four runs across for Corpus Christi in the top of the second inning. It's 4-0. Hooks out in front. Justin Foskey, J.P. Martinez, David Garcia, the 3-2 up for the Riders against big league rehabber Jake Odorizzi. We go to the bottom half of the second inning from Riders Field. Odorizzi, a 1-2-3 first. Three ground ball outs against the Riders. Went 1-2 to every single hitter he faced. Right on right to start things in the second. He's back into his wind in the first pitch to Foskey. High and outside, one ball, no strikes. Foskey, the Riders' second baseman, hitting 262. Four home runs, 26 runs batted in. Open stance. Odorizzi, the 1-0. Just off the outside corner, and it's 2 balls and no strikes.
Did you see the camera angle they had up in the shaded area? You could see perfectly just loaded in the left field berm with people, and then in right field, a couple fly ball hunters out there on the berm in right.
4 people in right. The 1-1. Fouled away, right side, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. And I don't even want to count how many people on the left field berm. That could be your job. 2 balls, 1 strike on Foscue. Wind back in the pitch home. Swing and a foul back into Salazar's glove. Count goes to 2 balls, 2 strikes.
I'll say like 30.
You think it's
maybe
that few?
No. See, I'm so bad with looking at an amount of people and trying to guess.
I would say 80 plus.
I'm so bad.
2-2. Strike 3 called. Outside corner got him. Thigh-high fastball. 1 out here in the second, and J.P. Martinez now.
Tell you what's a lot is, what is it, like 600 expecting for the Lazy River tomorrow night?
Yeah. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be loaded.
First pitch home to J.P. Martinez is low off the outside corner. 1 ball, no strikes. Martinez hitting 281, 8 homers, 20 RBIs in the season. 871 OPS for the man in his second year here in Frisco. Wind back in the 1-0. Down low and inside in the dirt, and the count goes to 2 balls, no strikes. What a season it's been for JP. He's cooled off a little bit, but still a really strong season. 23 steals, most in the team. One back in the 2-0. Inside, 3 balls, no strikes. North Riders looking for their first base runner, trailing 4-0 here in the second inning. Odorizzi back into his windup, the 3-0. That's down the heart of the plate for a strike, 3-1. Odorizzi made 7 starts this year before going on the injured list. Went 3-2 with a 3.13 ERA. 31 and two-thirds innings. He's back into his wind, the 3-1. Soft liner into right center field, and that drops in for a base hit. Just past Shea Whitcomb, the shortstop. Martinez around first. He's on his way to second. The throw, not in time. A hustle double for J.P. Martinez, his 6th double of the year. And that's what he can do with his speed. He hit it right off the end of the bat into shallow right center. It was a ball that was nearly caught by the shortstop, Whitcomb. McKenna had to come a long way from center to try and get it. And Martinez, hard out of the box, able to turn it into a double.
Just looks like effortless speed for JP. The strides he can pick up and put down. That was in the danger area in shallow right center field, and McKenna out in center was playing really, really deep, so he had to cover some ground to get it there and get it over to second.
That brings David Garcia in. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Odorizzi from the stretch, first pitch. Fastball inside corner. Letter high for a strike, 0-1. Garcia, the Rough Riders catcher today. He'll go every other day with Watley throughout this series. Rough Riders only carrying the 2 catchers right now. From the stretch. Look back towards second in the 0-1. A strike in the lower edge, outside corner, 0-2. Rough Riders with some roster moves earlier today by the Rangers. Jack Leiter, number one prospect, was placed on the development list. Got a lot of questions today. What is the development list? From the stretch. Here's the 0-2. Fouled straight back. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Well, the development list has been around since 2021. And it started as a way that teams could put a guy on there if they wanted to send him back to Arizona and maybe get some work in or get some work in here, but not while he's active on the roster. And so basically it frees up a roster spot. A player has to be on the development list for 7 days before they can become active again. From the stretch, the 0-2. Down low in the dirt, nice block by Salazar. He keeps Martinez right at second base, and it's one ball, two strikes. 4-0, Corpus Christi leads it. Bottom half of the second inning, one out, runner at second. The reason there's that seven-day rule is it keeps teams from freeing up a roster spot and just putting a guy on a development list, and then the next day taking him off. You have to be on there for 7 days. 1-2. Just low off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes on Garcia. The next question I was getting is, what's wrong with Jack? Well, nothing's wrong with Jack. First professional season. Just giving him a little bit of a break. 2-2. Down low and inside. Three balls, two strikes.
Yeah, if you take the name away and you look at the stats and you looked at first round pick, second overall pick, and then just placed on the dev list, I mean, it I think it'd be totally understandable.
And Garcia thought that was ball four, but nope. Bat boy trying to take the bat. He's like, well, hang on, I need that. Yeah. Garcia still thinking it's ball four, but that was ball three. I have it as 3-2. Is that what you have?
He got a tough strike call, and he didn't like it, but I don't think he would have forgotten about that.
Well, 3-2 now on Garcia. Pitch home. Strike three called. Got him at the knees in the inside corner. Well, Garcia down watching. Two strikeouts for Odorizzi, both in the second inning, 4-0 Corpus, and Trey Hare making his way to the plate.
In both backwards K's, he's been nipping at the corners.
Riders trailing 4-0 to Corpus Christi here in the bottom of the second. Aaron 0-for-3 day yesterday, but tied for the team lead with 13 home runs this season. It ties a career high. Odorizzi ready from the stretch, and he fires in the first pitch to the left-handed batter. Just swing and a miss, and a pitch inside looked like he was going to check his swing and went all the way around. It's 0-1. Heron, 801 OPS this year. What a monster season offensively for him. Among the team leaders in slugging percentage. 0-1 offering on the way. Takes low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Slugging well over 600 in the month of June with 8 home runs, most in the team, second most in the Texas League. Tough task here against the big league rehabber Odorizzi with a runner at second and two outs, 4-0 Corpus. 1-1. Swing and a miss. The changeup low. One ball, two strikes.
Boy, Odorizzi's just, you know, of course doesn't have the pitch clock. He's just slowing it down and operating on his own time.
There's a definite difference.
Yeah.
With no pitch clock. You can feel it. 1-2 home to Hare. He swings and misses for strike three. Got him upstairs. The 92-mile-an-hour heater in the side comes to a close as Odorizzi allows the double, but he K's the side. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. It's 4-0 Corpus to the top of the third. Chris Jarrett on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford back on the bump for Frisco. Still has some pitches left in the tank tonight. Gearing up for Stars and Stripes weekend at Riders Field. Really solid turnout in the outfield for Wednesday night. Bradford's first pitch runs in there for a called strike one. Off and running in the third inning at Riders Field. It's Corpus Christi leading the way 4-0. 0-1. Lifted in the air out to left. Casual play for Harris, or at least he thought. Little tail to it as he was jogging to his left, now sprinting to his right. Made the catch. One gone in the inning as Justin Dearden flies out. It was 3-4-5, due up for Bradford to begin the third.
That's so big just to get that first out.
First pitch. Bradford misses the zone. And it's 1-0. This is the stretch of the order that it was tough for him to start the second.
Not only that, but just the confidence level.
1-0. Rip and a miss by Shea Whitcomb, and the count's evened up.
Four straight singles to start that second inning. Five total. And he gets that first down on two pitches.
1-1. That finds his own. And Bradford in front, 1-2. Tyler Thomas was up back in the second, but it's Cody Bradford out on the bump. Shy of 50 pitches entering the third. Pitch home, down and away. Even count, two balls, two strikes. Shea Whitcomb led off the barrage that Zach was talking about. Four straight hits, the last two run-scoring hits. 1-2. Lifted in the air, foul. Right side of the lower bowl section, and the count stays. It should be even at two balls and two strikes. So Bradford now eclipsing 50 pitches used tonight. Working lefty-righty on the shortstop, Whitcomb. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Second strikeout of the night for Cody Bradford, and there's two gone in the third. Base is clear. Second baseman Will Wagner's next. Boy, just about dumped that fastball right past Whitcomb down the heart of the plate. He couldn't find it. Lefty-lefty, Wagner's first pitch toppled over the net and behind home plate. 0-1. Bradford went 1-2-3 in the first before 8 came to the plate in the second. 4 in on 5 hits. 0-1. Tapper back to the net. It's now 0-2. Two runs came in on the back-to-back run-scoring hits from Alex McKenna, Cesar Salazar, sitting 6-7 on the card for Corpus Christi. Bradford looked posed to maybe wiggle out of it after Edwin Diaz flew out to right and Jordan Brewer went down swinging. Only two runs had come in at that point. 0-2. Lifted in the air, shallow right center field. Foscue from second leaks out. He's the closest man in the neighborhood and makes the catch. Couple of pop-outs on the line of Cody Bradford, and he picks up his second strikeout and a big 1-2-3 inning for the lefty starter. Cody Bradford all done in the top of the third. Hooks out in front, 4-0. Frisco looks for an answer when we come back for the home half next.
Little Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Beautiful Wednesday night at Riders Field. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you. High atop the third level at the ballpark. Jake Odorizzi, the right-handed starter, back out on the mound for the Hooks. Looks to get things going and try and keep it a 4-0 Corpus Christi advantage. The Hooks took last night's ball game, a low-scoring affair, 4-2. Frisco held to just 2 runs on 2 hits last night. They committed 3 errors defensively. Righty-righty matchup for Josh Stowers, his first at-bat tonight. The pitch dots the zone, and it's 0-1. Odorizzi continuing his first trip through the order. 3 up, 3 down in the first. Faced 4 batters in the second inning. No balls and a strike to pitch home. It runs low. Stowers working now. 1 ball, 1 strike. Right-handed rehabber for the Houston Astros with the Hooks tonight. Ready for the 1-1 pitch on its way. Stowers shows bunt, drops it back up the middle, past the pitcher Odorizzi. Diaz, the third baseman, can't make the play. Stowers drops a beauty right back to the mound, and it actually, Zach, had enough zest to get past the point of a comebacker, and it had to be Diaz to make the play, and he just kind of bobbled it.
I don't know if that's what Stowers meant to do, but it worked out perfectly. Usually you want the ball to go a little bit more down the third baseline, but he bunted, as you mentioned, back more towards the mound. Diaz cutting across in front of the shortstop position, really the only play that could have been made. And it looked like he might have had a chance to get him if he could pick it cleanly, but couldn't get a handle on the ball out of his glove. A nice bunt by Stowers to get it going. A
lot of speed by the outfielder, Josh Stowers, at first base. Odorizzi dealing with another base runner tonight. Only 2 he's allowed. First pitch, Jax Biggers rips and misses at the first offer, 0-1. Josh Stowers, third on the Rough Riders in swipe bags this year. Stowers standing in from the left side. One of 4 listed natural lefties on the card tonight for Frisco. The 0-1. Sprayed opposite way up the third baseline, tailing towards the Riders' bullpen, and it's going to get that far. Clings around. 0-2 on the 9 hitting Jax Biggers. Tyler Thomas was up warming a little bit earlier, but it was Cody Bradford that looked sharp in the third. Went 1-2-3.
There was Mark Church, the newest Rough Rider, getting that ball in the bullpen. Newest Rough Riders reliever, just promoted from Hickory.
Odorizzi sets the 0-2. Tipped and squeezed into the mitt, or was it? Was it called a strike? It was certainly a foul ball, but I think that at the plate, Willie Traynor was saying that it wasn't foul.
Yeah, they're saying, yes, it was a foul ball, and it hit the ground first before it was caught by Salazar. So still 2 strikes. Yeah, that's a good call. As we take a look at the replay, just slipped out of his glove, hit the dirt.
Hey, at least try and sell it. No dice for the catcher, Salazar, and Odorizzi still working 0-2. The pitch home, ripped out into right field down the line and just foul. Stowers was heavy on the move and had to turn and look and say, what's going on? Saw that it was rolling up towards the tarp. Rough Riders being held off the scoreboard as we're in the bottom of the third. Nobody out. Houston also with Lance McCullers on the IL. That's the 60-day. But seeing he recently threw a live session. 0-2. Fly ball out to left center. Shallow enough for the shortstop Whitcomb to come out. Called off by the left fielder Justin Dearden to make the catch. And Biggers retired for the first out. Top of the order, due up. Justin Harris is next. We had a good chance to chat with the Texas Rangers number 8 prospect, Owen White, who was recently called up from Hickory. Speaking of promotions, chatted with him about the opportunity to just talk and chat with some of the major league guys. Quick throw over to first, and Stower slides back in safe. Quick move by Oda Rizzi. He mentioned Corey Seager from the same hometown, Mount Lula, North Carolina.
Must mean Kyle Seager is from the same hometown as
well. That's accurate. Another throw to first. This one a little closer, and Stowers just beat it. Oda Rizzi, knowing that Stowers has some speed, he wants to get off and running. A righty-lefty matchup for Frisco. We mentioned 4 natural lefties on the card. David Garcia, switch-hitting catcher, will bat from the left side as well. First pitch. Thought about, and Harris went around enough for a strike. It's 0-1. Texas fell earlier today, continuing their series up in Kansas City. It was a big win last night for the offense, but not today. They fell to the Royals 2-1. No balls in a strike to Dustin Harris. Cranked on the ground, foul. Takes a pinball bounce right off the wall and rolls right to Jake Wilburn. Flips it nicely into the glove of a youngster right over the tarp. It's 0-2. One gone in the bottom of the third. Hooks in front, 4-0 Wednesday night. Dustin Harris homering last night. He got the Rough Riders on the board to begin the fourth inning. It was his second home run in a week's time. His most recent came on the 21st. 0-2. Inside, down and in, and Salazar had to slide to his right to keep Stowers at first. One ball, two strikes to the outfielder, Dustin Harris, was the listed designated hitter yesterday. Sandro Fabian was out left. Fabian also homered in the recent series in Arkansas, getting good output lately from the outfield core. Kellen Strom upping his game in a big way recently. 1-2. Harris pokes it high in the air to straightaway center. Whitcomb from short again, leaking out. He wants this one, and he's got it. A couple of fly balls to the shallow left side of the outfield for Oda Rizzi, and there's two gone in the third. Johnny Ornelas is next. Stower's been stuck at first since the leadoff bunt to begin this home half of the inning. Poked one right back to the mound. Oda Rizzi said, I want no part of that.
That's how he got hurt. He was trying to get off the mound quickly.
No thanks.
I don't blame him.
Stowers remaining at first. Righty-righty on Johnny Ornelas. The first pitch. Down and away. Back pick attempt to first, and Stowers slides and save. Ornelas, a ground-out victim back in the first inning of work for Oda Rizzi, the right-hander. Wanted to confirm that that pitch missed the zone, and it did. One ball, no strikes. No pitch clock for a major league rehabber. Oda Rizzi sets from the right side. Stowers dancing at first. 1-0. In the air. Right side of the infield foul ground. It'll leak into the seats. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Johnny Ornelas this season, a .332 batting average, good to lead the active Texas League hitters. That's a Rangers baseball jersey tank top. What is that abomination? A baseball basketball jersey? You ever see that before?
Never.
1-2, runner goes. Misses down and away. Stowers to second, sliding in save. Great jump by the outfielder, Josh Stowers. He picks up his 15th swipe bag of the season. Good jump.
Great jump. This is the guy you want to be in scoring position for in Ornelas. Chris, he went 0-for-4 yesterday. You know how many times he's had back-to-back hitless games this season?
I'm going to go with none.
Once. That's okay. It. When you're hitting above 330, that's kind of par for the course.
Righty-righty in a 2-1 count to Ornelas. Odorizzi checks second. Pitch home. Down and blocked by the catcher Salazar. 3-1. Ornelas has been the most consistent bat in the Rough Riders lineup this season. Of course, the best average in the Texas League, so he'll have the most hits on the Riders roster. 87. Second is Blaine Krim with 63. 3-1 pitch. Down the first baseline and foul. It's 3-2. We were telling the story a little bit on Ornelas' journey with his average, and he had the chance to tell it yesterday. Valley Sports Southwest was in town. They wanted to chat with some of our Rough Riders and their journey in baseball and the seasons they've had this year. It was a lot of fun yesterday.
It was. Yeah, it was good to get six guys on Valley, and their stories will be told on Rager Insider for the next couple months.
3-2. Odorizzi comes home. In the air again, foul. Ornelas fighting with two outs. And potentially the first run of the night at second base in Josh Stowers. It's 4-0 Hooks in the third.
One more quick note on the Ornelas batting average. He had back-to-back hitless games earlier this month. His average dipped down to 327 after those back-to-back hitless games. He then went three straight games with three hits. That 327 average was the lowest it had been since April 21st. Now it's back up to 333.
Again, the 3-2. Weak tapper, third base side. Diaz charges, gloves it, throws to first. They got him. Another ground ball outcome for the right-handed rehabber, Jake Odorizzi. And he is through three innings in his rehab start with the Hooks tonight. Rough Riders get a leadoff bunt from Josh Stowers. He swipes bag number 15 on the season, but stranded. No runs in on a hit. 4-0 Hooks. We go to the fourth next.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You can't celebrate Independence Day without fireworks. Spend your 4th of July weekend at Riders Field and catch post-game fireworks on Fireworks Friday, presented by Raisin Cane's, and the next night with Skylit Saturday, with our biggest post-game fireworks display of the year on July 3rd. Get your tickets today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jody Bradford back on the bump. Beautiful Riders Field on a Wednesday night. Corpus Christi coming north for this matchup, and they lead it 4-0. Bradford's first pitch is a called strike to begin the fourth. 6-7-8 due up for the Hooks. Lefty-righty matchup for Bradford. The pitch home. Skipped out of the dirt. 1-1. Alex McKenna standing in. He had an RBI knock back in the second in what was a bumpy road for the Aledo, Texas native, Cody Bradford. 1-1. Run south. 2-2. an inning that started with four consecutive hits. The first two on a total of four pitches. 2-1. Nibbles the inner edge on McKenna, and it's now 2-2.
I think that's what saved him in the inning, in an inning where he threw over 35 pitches, was that the first two singles were so quick.
Break even. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Strikeout number three tonight for Cody Bradford. He's retired his last five in a row. Struck a batter out in the third, and now one here in the fourth inning.
If he could get through four, I think that would be a win for the Rough Riders.
Especially, yeah, they were warming up the bullpen arms and Tyler Thomas in the second. He finished that inning, and then a 1-2-3 third. Lefty-lefty to Cesar Salazar. First pitch, and it just caught his elbow.
No way. He leaned over. Wow.
Certainly didn't move.
Got to make an attempt to get out of the way. That's what Jared Gettert is saying from the Riders' dugout. Riders' manager.
Here's Edwin Diaz. Bradford's first pitch. Called strike on the outer edge on the third baseman, Diaz. 0-1. He flew out to right field to break up that streak of four consecutive hits back in the second to start the frame for Bradford. 0-1. Popped in the air. Towering fly ball up the first baseline. Trey Harris, the man over. And he makes the catch and foul grounds. Two gone. Salazar remaining at first base. And now the bottom of the order due up, Jordan Brewer. Bradford unfortunately plunked two batters the last time out in Arkansas. Zach, that matched his season high. He entered with two. First pitch, runner goes, swing and a miss. The throw down from Garcia. Tag applied, they got him. Garcia links up with Foscue to Fry. The catcher Salazar trying to gun for second. And a quick result for Cody Bradford and the Rough Riders in the top of the fourth. Hooks in front on Wednesday night. We go to the home half. Still 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Spend your Thirsty Thursday at Riders Field on Singles Night as Ivan Hall from Season 16 of The Bachelorette will be on hand for a meet and greet. We'll see you this week at Riders Field. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Corpus Christi leaning on the Major League rehabber Jake Odorizzi to come back out for the fourth inning. His first three at Riders Field have been strong. No runs on two hits. He struck out three. No walks. Exactly what you'd want to see from a Major League rehabber. Odorizzi back after a leg injury. The Houston Astros have him rehabbing in town tonight. The Double A hooks. 3-4-5 due up for Frisco. They've had a base runner in the last two innings, but both times left stranded at second. Kellen Strom looks to change that. Leadoff man, righty-righty, first pitch. Lifted in the air, foul over the net. No balls and a strike. Rough Riders got a leadoff bunt base hit in the infield from Josh Stowers last time out. A tester on the third baseman, Edwin Diaz, had a charge in. Cut the dribbler off, running to first, and he just bobbled the baseball. 0-1. Little high. One ball and one strike. The impressive thing tonight for Odorizzi is that no walks allowed. But again, no pitch clock. He's able to slow it down. Really utilize the start and the timeout on the mound. One ball, one strike. Chopper, third base side. Weakly hit. Diaz again charges in, and there's no throw to first. Kellen Strama swinging bunt base hit on the infield. He's got his first hit of the night. His first hit of the series. And that's a way to start out an inning. Rough Riders need runs, trailing 4-0, and making an 18-game on-base streak for Kellen Strom. Righty-righty matchup for Justin Foscue standing in. He'll step out quickly from the right side. You see 0-1 tonight on stream. He was the first strikeout victim for Odorizzi, back to begin the second. An inning where he K'd the side. That's where all three live. His first pitch. A buckler that runs inside and misses the zone to Foscue. 1-0. Justin Foscue, in his first week after extended spring training in Frisco, hit a grand slam his first series in town. Odorizzi sets the 1-0. Fastball. Called strike. Middle outer edge of the zone to the second baseman, Foscue, 1-1. Had a conversation with Justin when he got to town earlier this year about how do you stay competitive off the field. Says, I'm a big show player. That's cool. 1-1 pitch. High and out. 2-1. A lot of guys golf. A lot of guys hunt and fish. Just get away from the ball field when you can. Foscue said, yeah, I love the show.
That's MLB The Show, the video game.
That's
for
correct.
For those who don't know.
Yes, for those who don't know. That's fair. And there was recently a card on Justin Foscue released in the ballgame. Said he had no idea. Just you log in and there you are. 2-1. Down in the dirt, blocked by Salazar. And it's now 3-0.
So you were talking to me about this the other day. I don't play the show. Describe a card. What does that mean? What's the significance?
Basically, it's an online way to play the ball game where you collect guys, you build a team, you try to get the best cards to make the best team. That's the quickest way that you can basically describe that to someone. If you play yourself, like if you're Justin Foscue, the game gives you your own card to play in the game as yourself. So that's cool. I think. The 3-1. Chopper back up the middle. Wagner was cheating over. Second baseman tag second for one. Throw to first. And both runners are gone. 4-2 unassisted for the Hooks infielder. Will Wagner, Luke Berryhill. Leadoff bunt base hit from Kellen Strom is gone. Base is clear for J.P. Martinez. And then they come out with basically new cards as the season and as the game gets a little bit older in the game. And it was futures of the franchise, prospects all around minor league baseball. Brett Beatty won, Gunnar Henderson won. Familiar and popular names across different organizations. Well, for the Texas Rangers, it was Justin Foscue. Said, did you have any idea of that? Said, nope. That's got to be a heck of a surprise. J.P. Martinez with the first hit tonight for Frisco. The first pitch to him. Lifted in the air and back behind the net, behind home plate. David Garcia gave his right hand up in the air to his fellow position mate, Cesar Salazar, the catcher, and he said, no chance. That one's way out of here. Garcia on deck. The double from Martinez was not a gap shot. It was lifted out to shallow right center. Far away from the center and right fielder, he had enough gas to get to 2-1. Swing and a miss. And now it's snowballs and two strikes.
You mentioned Odorizzi has been throwing well here in this game. I think the mark of the difference between a major league guy and a minor league guy, there hasn't been a single hard hit ball tonight by the Rough Riders.
No.
They haven't squared a single one up.
0-2. Called strike three. Martinez knew it. Three pitches all it takes to discard the center fielder, J.P. Martinez. And Jake Odorizzi in his rehab with Corpus Christi racking up his fourth strikeout of the night. All done in the fourth inning. We go to the fifth. And the Hook still in front on Wednesday night. 4-0 our score. Zach Bigley back with you for the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
You can't celebrate Independence Day without fireworks. Spend your 4th of July weekend at Riders Field and catch post-game fireworks on Fireworks Friday, presented by Raisin Cane's, and the next night with Skylit Saturday, with our biggest post-game fireworks display of the year on July 3rd. Get your tickets today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford retakes the mound in the top of the fifth inning. Hooks leading the Rough Riders 4-0. Jordan Brewer to lead it off in the ninth spot, and then Greg Kessinger and Luke Berryhill. It's 9-1-2. Jordan Brewer 0-for-1 with a strikeout back in the second. Here's the wind back from Cody Bradford in the left-hander's first pitch. Swinging a foul back behind home. It's 0-1. Cody Bradford on 67 pitches, and that is really impressive considering he threw over 35 in the second. Trying to make his way through five innings at least tonight. 0-1. Brewer takes outside, and the count goes to 1-1. Second game of a six-game series between the Rough Riders and the Hooks being played tonight. In beautiful Riders Field, the 1-1. A line drive to short right at Johnny Ornelas. He makes the chest-high catch. Snags it out of the air for the first down in the fifth inning. And Greg Kessinger at the top of the card stands in. Third time through for Corpus Christi. Really just a picturesque day for baseball. And it's going to turn into a beautiful night as well. We're expecting wonderful crowds this entire week, starting with tomorrow. There's the wind back and the first pitch to Kessinger. High and outside, 1-1, no strikes. 4-0, Corpus Christi out in front of the top of the fifth, one out, bases clear. It's Blue Norther hard seltzer, rowdy at the river tomorrow. 1-1, no strike pitch. Just off the outside corner, 2-0, no strikes. Be thirsty Thursday as well. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it'll be Stars and Stripes weekend. 2-0, fouled straight back. Clips the netting, and it's 2-1. We'll have fireworks every single night. And it culminates in our biggest fireworks show of the season coming up on July 3rd. It'll be a 20-minute show. 2-1. High and outside. 3-1. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fans out here. We hope you can join us if you're watching locally here in the area. If you're looking for a place to get your pre-July 4th celebration on, come out here and join us. 3-1. On the outside corner, 3-2. Fastball from Bradford. Kessinger in from the right side, the DH today. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI single in the second. Bradford rocks in the 3-2. Low for 4. He walks Greg Kessinger. That brings Luke Berryhill to the plate. This is a team in Corpus Christi that has not only drawn the most walks in the Texas League, they've also pitched the most walks in the Texas League. A lot of free passes on both sides. Luke Berryhill stands in now. He's 0 for 2 today. Bradford ready from the stretch. He kicks and brings it in. Off the outside corner and low, one ball, no strikes. It's the first walk today, though, by Corpus. Coincidentally, first walk on either side, offense or pitching. Bradford the 1-0. Off the outside corner in the dirt, skips away from Garcia back behind home. Kessinger moves up to second base. Two balls, no strikes, and the third wild pitch of the game for Cody Bradford. He entered in with just one all season long. Two of the wild pitches occurring in the four-run second for Corpus, as Nick Starr is starting to get up and loosen in the Rough Riders bullpen now. We saw Tyler Thomas get up in that second inning. Bradford ready from the stretch, and he shuttles in the 2-0. Runner goes, pitches line foul right side. Two balls, one strike. Four runs, six hits, no errors for Corpus. Rough Riders no runs on three hits and one error defensively. Double play is no longer in order after the wild pitch. Berryhill back in from the right side. Feet close together. 2-1. Ground ball out to short. Ornelas charges, picks on the run, looks back the runner at second, throws onto first, and he gets him there for the second out. Kessinger remains pasted at second base, and Justin Dearden stands in now in the three spot. Dearden 0 for 2 today, but having a really strong season with a 928 OPS. Got the day off yesterday, back in the lineup today. 4-0 Corpus Christi, top of the fifth inning. Two outs, runner at second. Bradford's pitch. Fouled away, left side, it's 0-1. Bradford has what you'd call reverse splits. As a left-hander, lefties do a lot better against him than right-handers do. To the tune of almost 300 points higher in the OPS. Left-handers are better than righties. Look back towards second, and Kessinger's back in on his feet. Lefties are hitting 391 as opposed to righties 255 against him. An OPS north of 1,000 for left-handed batters. 0-1. High pop-up in the infield. Garcia gets rid of the mask, Frisbee style. Back behind home, he makes the two-handed squeeze, and the side comes to a close here in the fifth inning. Nicely done by Cody Bradford. A really tough second inning, allowing four runs, but he works his way through five innings tonight. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left stranded. Home half of the fifth coming up. Rough Riders trailing Corpus Christi 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call. This one's over.
Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jake Odorizzi, the big league rehabber, out for his fifth inning of work tonight. Corpus Christi still leads 4-0. David Garcia, Trey Hare, Josh Stowers, the three do up. Garcia 0-for-1 with a strikeout against Odorizzi, who has 4 Ks through 4 shutout innings. Riders only 3 hits tonight. First pitch home. Curveball and swing and a miss, 0-1. Odorizzi has allowed 1 hit in each of the last 3 innings, a double from Martinez in the second, bunt single from Josh Stowers in the third, and an infield single from Kellen Strom in the fourth. 0-1. Dots the outside corner at the knees for a called strike. Fastball there. It's 0-2. Professional pitcher up there on the mound. You can tell not a single ball has been squared up by the Riders today. 0-2. Soft grounder, foul right side. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Not a big strikeout guy at the big league level. There's 21 Ks this year in 31 and two-thirds innings in his first 7 starts. A very solid 3.13 ERA, and he's been carving up the Riders. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high breaking ball off the outside corner. Looked like the cutter. Cut fastball, and it's his 5th strikeout. 1 out for Trey Hare. Hare looking for his first hit in the series. In from the back of the left-handed batter's box against Odorizzi, who has a pull side shift behind him for the left-handed hitter. First pitch. Chopper first base side and foul. It's 0-1. 4-0 Corpus. Bottom half of the 5th inning. First baseman Hare today. You've seen him at first, at second, at third this year defensively. Blaine Krim getting the night off on the defensive side, though. Odorizzi stepped off. He's now back into his windup, and he deals in the 0-1. Down low and inside, skips all the way back to the backstop. 1-1. Krim has been struggling a little bit at the plate, so to see him get the night off and hopefully recuperate just a little bit. Trey Hare filling over there at first base. 1-1 toss on the way. On the inside corner, a called strike with a fastball, and it's 1-2. Fastball command has been really good for Odorizzi tonight. It's only lived about 91 to 93. That's right where he averages. He has an average fastball of 92 this year. 1-2. Flicked foul out of play, left side of the air. Still 1-2 on Hare with 1 out and the bases clear in the 5th. He's going to use all 5 pitches tonight. Maximum effectiveness. If you're an Astros fan, this is what you want to see. And if you're a fan of anybody else in the AL West, including the Rangers, this is not what you want to see. The Astros get another arm. Here's the wind back of the 1-2. High fly ball into shallow left field. Dearden coming in into a trot. And he makes the catch. 2 outs. I mean, come on. The Astros loaded right now. Framber Valdez, Justin Verlander, ageless at 39 years old with a sub 2.5 ERA. Jose Urquidy, not necessarily throwing super well this year, but not bad. And then Luis Garcia, Christian Javier. This has just been an absolutely loaded rotation down in Houston. Josh Stowers in from the right side. 4-0 Corpus in the 5th. First pitch, curveball just outside. 1-1, no strikes. Stowers had the bunt base hit back in the 3rd. It's already a Houston team that leads the West. Here's the windback in the 1-0 pitch. Swinging a foul back into Salazar's glove. 1-1. 46-27 record for the Astros. And more coming.
Gearing up JV, getting back too.
Yeah. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball, 1-2.
It's been a long delay for him, so always cool to see a name like Justin Verlander from that era come back, and not just come back, but to continue to have success.
One-two pitch. Low and outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Verlander just having a monstrous season this year. It's been so good. 2.22 ERA. 2-2 pitch. Fouled straight back. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. How about that? Verlander, 2.22 ERA. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs right now up on the scoreboard.
What is that? Twos are wild? Or does it have to be the
Deuce
second?
Deuce is wild. Deuce, yeah.
It has to be the second, right? Second inning, or no?
Does it have to be? I don't know. That was a Vin Scully thing. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fifth strikeout. This one comes in the slider low and away. Odorizzi has carved up the Riders through 5 innings. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. 4-0. Corpus Christi leads as we go to the top of the 6th inning from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, Carpetex Air Duct Cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from Carpetex. Call Carpetex and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
Live action continues with the top of the 6th inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top 6 at Riders Field. Rough Riders trailing 4-0. Rough Riders dip into their bullpen for the first time tonight, and they pluck Nick Starr and put him on the mound. Starr, usually a late game guy for the Rough Riders, comes out of the 6th year. Replacing Cody Bradford, who went 5 innings in his start, allowing 4 runs all earned on 5 hits, 3 strikeouts, 1 walk. Shea Whitcomb in the 4th spot of the order, the first man for Nick Starr, right on right to start things. Starr has been really good for the Rough Riders this year. He's ready from the stretch, and he fires in. First pitch, just high, and it's 1 ball, no strikes. It's a fastball from Nick Starr, 1 ball, no strikes on Shea Whitcomb. He was 1-for-2 today. Single and a run scored back in the 2nd. 1-0. Soft grounder up the middle. Foskey from 2nd. Backhands behind the bag. He throws on to 1st and gets Whitcomb. 1 gone for Will Wagner. Wagner playing in his 18th game this year. He's 1-for-2 today. 25-year-old Nick Starr, 6'3", 225 on the hill. From the stretch, first pitch. Ground ball opposite way, and it's into left field for a base hit. Against the shift for Will Wagner, picking up his 2nd knock today. It's a pole side shift for the left-handed batter, and Jax Biggers was the only man on the left side. He was more towards the 3rd base spot. That one was right where the shortstop would normally play, and it scooted into left. A 1-out single against Starr, and that brings Alex McKenna to the plate.
Not a bad way to start a series.
Kidding.
2 for 3 tonight.
There's the stretch and the first pitch to McKenna. Fouled away, right side, 0-1. With Frisco this year, Nick Starr, a 1-1 record, a 2.41 earned run average. Making his 18th appearance on the year, 18 and two-thirds innings, 16 strikeouts to just 6 walks. The 0-1, high. Cut fastball misses, and it's 1-1. 194 opponent average against Starr this year, and one of the big reasons why, that cutter. It's been really good, a new pitch for him this year. We'll go fastball, cutter, curveball. 1-1. Fouled away, right side. 1-2. Very rare to see a guy coming out of the bullpen who doesn't feature a slider. But that cutter kind of almost acts as a slider. He doesn't spin it quite as much as you'd see, and it doesn't have as much movement as a slider, but the cutter basically plays as a fast slider, and that's how he throws it.
Just gets the movement, still up-tempo.
He rocks in the 1-2. High and tight. Just missed with the 4-seam. 2-2.
Said almost too much. Maybe leaning on the cutter a little too much, but it's given him results. Why not?
Said he's fallen in love with it. He brings in the 2-2. Whacked foul over the netting right side. Watch out. Screamer might have gotten out of the ballpark into the parking lot down the right side. Still 2-2. It's been effective for him either way. And he has been one of the guys that the Rough Riders have turned to late in the ballgame in the wake of Chase Lee getting promoted to AAA. It's Chase Lee and Furo Zuna. Now it's Furo Zuna and Nick Starr, it seems like. 2-2. Fouled away, back behind home again, and it's still 2-2. But today it's the 6th inning. 4-0. Corpus Christi out in front. Wagner leads from first. 2-2 again. Ground ball up the middle, double play ball. Ornelas fields it short. Flips on his second for one. Throw to first, not in time. Low throw, and Hare couldn't pick it out. I think McKenna would have beaten it anyway with his good speed. Well, 2 outs, runner at first base for Cesar Salazar. It would have been close at first, but it looks like he would have beaten it.
I think he would have been there. It looked like Wilburn was already starting to signal safe as it was bouncing. So it looked like he had his mind made up.
So McKenna reaches on the fielder's choice. Left-handed batting Salazar against Starr. First pitch. High and outside. 1-0.
How cool was a recent outing for Nick Starr?
Awesome.
Native of Conway, Arkansas. We were in North Little Rock. That's barely over 20 minutes from his hometown. He said he was really looking forward to that one.
Throw over to first, really close. McKenna just back in. Yeah, he had a full suite down the left side, full of family and friends. They were loud.
Yeah. Confused home fans at the ballpark. They're like, what is this?
The pinch. Chopper to first, easy for Trey. Harry steps in the bag, throws down to second. Oh, that's the third out, Trey. Don't need that. Side comes to a close, and the ground ball out to third. He gets a laugh out of Johnny Ornelas, the shortstop, and the side comes to a close. No runs, a hit, no errors. Runner left stranded in the 6th inning. It's still 4-0 Corpus, though, as we roll to the home half of the 6th after these messages on the Riders Baseball Network. New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands.
Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Spend your Thirsty Thursday at Riders Field on Singles Night as Ivan Hall from Season 16 of The Bachelorette will be on hand for a meet and greet. We'll see you this week at Riders Field. Let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jake Odorizzi's day is done in his Major League rehab after five innings of work. Shutout baseball against the Rough Riders, just allowing three hits while striking out five and not walking a batter. Really strong stuff. What else to be expected from Jake Odorizzi? Guy who has a 3.13 ERA in the big leagues, he's going to do pretty well against double-A hitters. Jose Bravo takes over on the mound, the original scheduled starter for today's action. Squares his shoulders to the third base dugout, winds and deals to Jax Biggers. Low and outside, one ball, no strikes. 4-0 Corpus Christi in the home half of the sixth. All four runs coming across in the second inning for Corpus Christi. 1-0 outside. Two balls, no strikes. Biggers flew out to left field his first time up in the third. Our Riders trying to ignite some action offensively against the bullpen. 2-0. Bottom of the zone, a called strike, and it goes to two balls and one strike now. Jose Bravo, a 4.76 ERA. 25-year-old back into his wind, and he offers in the 2-1. Pop foul left side. We're even at 2-2. Wow, such a difference. Odorizzi exits, pitch clock is back into play, and now we're moving with Bravo.
Four pitches already to Biggers here. It kind of caught me off guard on the recent 2-1.
And time call right before Bravo moved back into his motion. He works fast, too. It's not just the pitch clock. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Down low the zone. Biggers strikes out. First strikeout for Bravo. One away. It's the sixth strikeout for Corpus pitching. Bravo 3-1 on the season with that just sub-5 ERA. He's making his 12th appearance. It's his fifth out of the bullpen this year. 45 1/3 innings, 48 strikeouts to 16 walks for Bravo. He peels, deals to Dustin Harris. Breaking ball outside, one ball, no strikes. Harris, the left fielder at the top of the Riders' card. Third time through the lineup for the Rough Riders here in the sixth inning, trailing 4-0. Bravo's 1-0 pitch. Outside, two balls, no strikes. It's a Rough Riders team that just has three hits tonight. They were held to a season-low tying two hits last night. 2-0 pitch. Down low and inside, three balls and no strikes to Dustin Harris.
And if you want to start something, this is not a bad way to do it. 9-1-2. Dustin Harris sitting 3-0.
Bravo brings it home. Outside corner, a called strike, 3-1.
A lot of power, though, missing in the lineup tonight. Something we noted. No Blaine Crim, no Sandro Fabian. Those are some boppers for you. You'll have to find it elsewhere.
It's a good guy to start with right here, 3-1. Fly ball out to left field, chasing Dearden towards the line, still going. Cap falls off, and it's foul. Long mane for Dearden, flowing in the wind with no cap. Three balls, two strikes.
No real long hair guys on Frisco's club.
No.
I think Nick Starr, maybe. We just recently saw it on the mound. Probably the guy with some of the longest hair. Dustin Harris certainly had the locks to start the year. He said, I needed a haircut about a month ago. But in terms of length, Cole Reagan's really had a mane last year.
Yeah, he did. He had the mullet going. He had that for about a month after he came up here and then got the short hair going. 3-2. Outside to Harris, ball four. The Rough Riders are their first base runner since the fourth inning. It's a walk, and it's also the first free pass tonight for Harris. 4-0 Corpus Christi, bottom six, Johnny Ornelas now.
the mullet. Is that your second grade haircut? Up there in Eugene, Oregon?
Believe it or not, I had a mullet in the eighth grade. You don't believe it.
I don't believe that. I elect to not believe that.
Pitch home. Harris takes off. It's a grounder to third. Fielded on a backhand by Diaz. Long throw to first, and he got him. That's a great play. Throwing sidearm on foul territory. And he gets Johnny Ornelas. Harris down to second base. There are two outs.
A good thing Dustin moving to second, because there might have been a chance for Diaz to whip that throw to second for one and cut down the leadoff man. Maybe wouldn't have turned two. But a two-out RBI spot for Kellen Strom. Rough Riders stranding two, Zach, at second base tonight.
There's Kellen Strom now. First pitch. High outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. And you think, Chris, on that note, that Corpus Christi walks a lot of guys. Rough Riders with just two hits last night, but they only stranded two base runners all of last night. 0-1. Strom fouls it off. The catcher, Salazar, goes squirting up the first base line. 0-2.
I think just really good night for Misael Tamares. I mean, talk about a pace setter of a performance where he goes 5 2/3. And only one earned run on two hits. One of those hits was a home run. Aside from that, a bunt from Matt Watley was the only other offense that Frisco could generate on Tamares. And then, you know, when you go to someone like Chandler Casey, he goes 2 1/3, 4 strikeouts. Was just a buzzsaw effort last night by Corpus Christi.
0-2 on the way to Strom. Low in the dirt, skips away from Salazar, but not far enough for Harris to advance, and it's 1-2. And you think about it tonight, Rough Riders aren't catching any breaks either. You have Jake Odorizzi, big league rehabber, 5 shutout innings. And then you bring Jose Bravo out. His last time out, he threw 5 no-hit innings against Amarillo. I mean, this is a Corpus Christi team that's really finding their stride offensively and on the pitching side. 1-2. Slashed foul right side, still 1-2.
Tonight so far, just taking what was given to them, really. Base hit to start the second. An inning that ended with 5 total. So they've just dinked and dunked their way with 4 runs coming in. Zeros the rest of the way.
Bravo from the stretch. And the 1-2. Strom lines it up the middle. And a diving stop to his left. Will Wagner at second. Up to his feet. He throws out Strom. And a web jam robs Kellen Strom. An RBI single. That would have gotten the Riders on the board. It ends the sixth. We go to the top half of the seventh inning. Riders still trailing 4-0 to Corpus Christi. Chris Jarrett back on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
.891 due up for Corpus Christi to start out the seventh. Edwin Diaz, the third baseman, standing in. Nick Starr on the bump. First pitch, laced into right center field for a leadoff single. Ball hit right to the toes of the right fielder, Josh Stowers. And the first pitch from Starr sent back the other way into right center. First hit of the night for Diaz. Right fielder Jordan Brewer now Starr had a really good sixth inning. Leadoff ground out from Shea Whitcomb, two pitches. One pitch to Will Wagner before a base hit. And then a long at-bat to Alex McKenna that resulted in a fielder's choice. First pitch to Brewer. Swing and a miss. Backpick attempt to first. Tag applied. And just a tick late. Corpus Christi has attempted a few hit and runs in this series. What a great throw from David Garcia. Rough Riders backstop tonight. Just 22. Throw to first. Tag applied by here. They got him. Diaz drifting at first base. And Nick Starr says, I got this one. Clean move by the right-hander, and Hare with the tag. There's one gone. See ya. Oh, man, that was tight. Next pitch to Brewers, laced into center field. Martinez drifting to the track, and it bangs off the middle of the wall. Brewer motoring to second. He'll pull in there with a one-out double.
How big does that pickoff look now?
No kidding. Jordan Brewer able to rope a ball to right center field. And then with Martinez coming over from center, it kicked off the bottom of the wall and just kind of jutted away from him. He had to turn around and cover ground he already made up. Throw back in was a little offline. Brewer, if he was really risky, could have tried to go for three. He went the safe route at second, one out. Righty-righty for Greg Kessinger, top of the order. First pitch misses high and away. One ball, no strikes. Leadoff hitter in Kessinger. He's found a way to get aboard tonight. One for two, the 1-0. Called strike on the outer edge. Now 1-1. He walked back in the fifth inning, and his first hit came in the second, RBI knock. Stranded both times, though. 2-3, haven't given the hooks much offensively. 1-1, a big bender that almost found the zone. Kessinger sold it from the right side, or maybe was just fooled that much. Nonetheless, it missed, and 2-1 is the count now. Starr coming set. He's got Brewer at second base. Pitch home, breaks the bat, back up the middle. Foscue's cheating over, bobbles into the dirt. Throw to first, not in time. Brewer down to third. And runners at the corners with one gone. It splintered the bat of Gray Kessinger. And it bounced what looked like right at the last second into the midsection of Justin Foscue. Thought it would be a little bit higher, or a little bit lower, I should say. And his throw to first just wasn't going to be in time. First error of the night by Frisco. Or did that go down as a hit?
That's got to be an error.
First error came back earlier, so it should be the second error of the ball game. First error was in the second inning by Josh Dorsenwright. Luke Berryhill in. First pitch is down and away. Ball one. They do assess Foscue with a defensive error. Runners at the corners, one gone. Nick Starr looking for a ground ball like he got back in the sixth inning. Couldn't flip the 6-4-3 double play, but they got the leadoff man at second. Starr's 1-0. There's a strike on the down on the lower and inside edge on Berryhill, 1-1. Put it down in the zone. Berryhill tonight 0-for-3. We mentioned Corpus Christi with not much advertised from the 2-3 hitters. Berryhill and Justin Dearden on deck, a combined 0-for-6. 1-1 misses away, and it's now 2-1. Berryhill with a .264 average. 9 homers this year, almost doubling his total on the season this month alone. 4. 2-1. Down and outside. 3 balls and a strike to Luke Berryhill. Brewer at third. Kessinger at first. One gone for Nick Starr. The 3-1 lifted high in the air out to right field. Stowers charging towards the line and makes the running catch. Brewer tags from third. Throw back in is DeFoscu at second. And the run scores. Sacrificed fly from the first baseman, Luke Berryhill. First run for Corpus Christi since the second inning. 5-0 hooks in the seventh. So the Hooks capitalize on the one-out double from Jordan Brewer. Runner at first, the pitch. High fly ball out to straightaway center. Martinez was sitting underneath, now running in and makes the catch. Nick Starr gives up the sack fly. Two hits to begin the top of the seventh inning, but a clean pickoff move to fry Edwin Diaz at first base. Jordan Brewer scores on the one-out double. Hooks getting a run, their first from the since the second inning, and it's 5-0 Corpus Christi. Stretch time at Riders Field. Back after this.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch of the inning to Justin. Foscue's on the ground left side, and he'll be safe at first. Well, welcome back to the bottom of the seventh. Justin Foscue picking up the base hit in the infield. It was a nice effort by Whitcomb over at short to slide and trap it on the shallow part of the left side infield. Just the fourth hit of the night for Frisco. Rough Riders starting the inning out 4-5-6. Here's J.P. Martinez now. 5-0 Corpus Christi. It was 4-0 for the longest time. They tacked on their first run since the second inning in the top half of the seventh. Righty-lefty to Martinez. The first pitch. Swing and a miss down. Martinez chasing strike one. Jose Bravo is set up to go the rest of the way. If he wants to and if he can, if he's capable of it. Jake Odorizzi, the Major League rehabber, goes 5 tonight. 0-1. Finds the outer edge on Martinez. Now 0-2. And now here's Jose Bravo. 12th appearance on the season for the right-hander at 25 years old. 0-2 to Martinez. Swing and a miss. Chasing again down in the dirt. And there's the second strikeout of the night for the right-handed reliever, Bravo. One gone in the seventh. As a staff, Corpus Christi tallying 8 strikeouts tonight. Only one walk given up. Bravo with a punch out to begin his night in the sixth inning before giving up the one-out walk to Dustin Harris. Rough Riders couldn't garner anything from it. A pair of groundouts after that. David Garcia, first pitch, a chopper right side, takes Wagner back, throws to second for one, and Whitcomb elects not to play to first. 5 pitches in this inning, and here comes the fourth batter of the frame in Trey Hare. Foscue fried at second. 4-6 to put out. David Garcia at first on the fielder's choice. First baseman Trey Hare standing in from the left side. Rough Riders with a runner at first base and two gone. Jose Bravo takes a moment to tie his shoe.
It's always important. You don't want to fall down.
Could go shoelaces untied. Not safe.
You
I wouldn't recommend it, but. First pitch to Hare is a swing and a miss in the dirt. Bravo's been burying the good stuff. 0-1.
You ever seen that happen?
Denard Robinson.
That's right. Former Michigan quarterback.
I'm a Michigan guy, dude.
Okay.
I'm sure Jordan Brewer in right field would have reminded you that. Michigan Wolverine himself. 0-1. Hare a tapper back to the net, and it's 0-2.
That is so insane to play football in loose shoes.
He would, I mean, it's not like they would be untied every single ball game, but for the most part, they would be very loosely tied, and they would come untied at times.
Would he lose a shoe ever?
I think he did actually one time have a touchdown run with, like, one cleat missing. 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three. What a quick result in the bottom of the seventh. After a leadoff base hit from Justin Foscue, Jose Bravo picking up strikeouts number 2 and 3 on his line tonight. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a man left aboard. Rough Riders still turned away from the scoreboard. 5-0. We start the eighth inning next.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful. Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Left-hander Tristan Polley out of the mound for Frisco, set to face the Hooks in the eighth. 5-0 Corpus Christi the advantage on Wednesday night. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you. And let's introduce you to the lefty reliever Tristan Polley, the native of Avon, Indiana. In 2022, he's got a 6-2 win-loss record, 5.04 earned run average. This is his 20th appearance on the season, but a year that started at the high A level. Got the promotion and the bump up to Frisco earlier in June on the 17th. And here's his second outing at Riders Field in his career. Fourth overall for Polley. Comes set from the left side. Shea Whitcomb in the first pitch. That runs down and in. Ball one. Hook sending 4-5-6 of the order. The middle slash bottom stretch of the lineup tonight for Corpus Christi has done the damage. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good heater from Polley, 92. And Whitcomb is the start of that. 1-for-3 tonight, but his lone hit came in the second to kickstart a streak of four straight. 1-1 is a rip and a miss down in the zone again from Polley. This time 85. He's in the driver's seat, 1-2. After Whitcomb, Wagner, McKenna, Salazar, all underneath them on the lineup card, picking up base hits. All would come in to score. They were the difference until the seventh. Another run in. 1-2. Called strike three. Hello, Tristan Polly out on the mound. First batter faced, retired with a backwards K, one gone.
Just a perfectly placed fastball right on the inside corner. Thigh high. Just a perfect pitch.
Second reliever used by the Rough Riders tonight. Nick Starr's night comes to a close after two innings. Polly's first pitch to Will Wagner inside. Lefty-lefty matchup, and it breezed the jersey of the second baseman, Wagner, 1-0. Well, he's been good tonight. We mentioned what a good way to start the series for the middle infielder for the Hooks, 2-for-3. Polly's 1-0. Cut and miss at 82. It's now 1-1. So we had a good chance to get away from Riders Field last week after a fresh batch of relievers joining the Rough Riders from Hickory. Josh Smith, the reliever, not the infielder, 1-1, outside. Two balls and a strike. Joe Corbett and Tristan Polly all came up in that middle stretch of June and made their debuts at Riders Field. 2-1. Ground ball, hit hard up the middle. Foscue, a backhand stab, and he knocked it down but can't make the play. It was a hard chopper up the gut of the infield and came fast at Foscue before knocking it down in the dirt. Another error tonight for the Rough Riders. They're sixth so far in the series. Lefty-righty matchup for Polly as he checks first. Alex McKenna standing in the first pitch. Breezes inside, 92, ball one. Well, we mentioned the opportunity to chat with Polly and really all of those relievers once Frisco was able to get deeper in that series against Midland or hit the road and go to Arkansas. Things really calmed down on the road, 1-0. Down and inside. Two balls, no strikes. And Polly, a guy that just said Indiana State, close to home. That's where he wanted to go and play his college ball. Count is 2-0. Polly sets. Kicks and fires. Missed it inside. Went back to the fastball, but a 3-0 count to McKenna. Started as a bullpen guy, worked his way up to a starter, and then back to the bullpen when he joined the Rangers system. There's a strike. Fastball at 91 that Polly runs into the zone. One gone in the top of the eighth. Well, we talked about long hair for the Rough Riders. Can't forget about Tristan Polly. 3-1. Down and inside, ball four. So Wagner reaching on a walk, and then a five pitch, Wagner reaching on the infield error, and then McKenna reaching on the five pitch walk. Two aboard, one gone for the catcher, Cesar Salazar. Wagner down to second, and it's McKenna at first as the infield wants to come in and have a quick word with Polly in the top of the eighth inning. Corpus Christi leading it 5-0, doubling the Rough Riders in the hits department 8-4. Corpus Christi, that's how they started the series against Frisco in the first matchup. The Rough Riders won game one before the Hooks rattled off three consecutive games. Frisco had to win the last two of the week to force a split series. They did just that. Lefty-lefty to the catcher. Salazar first pitch, blocked by Garcia, and both runners with a healthy stretch on the bases. Garcia wanted to fire it somewhere. He didn't. Put it back in his pocket. 1-0. Salazar, an RBI knock back in the second inning. He was plunked by a pitch from Cody Bradford in the fourth. Had a three-run shot last night. Polly's 1-0. In the air out to right field. Dropping quickly towards the corner, and it's foul. Salazar a pole shot down the line. Yeah, and that did not miss by much.
If that lands fair, that's two runs.
Easy. Corpus Christi had been pacing off of four runs for a majority of the night until the seventh, where they tacked on one more. 5-0 Hooks. It's been tough for the Rough Riders offense to find an answer tonight, let alone the series. Two hits that they were limited to last night. The Hooks pitching staff tightening the belt. Rough Riders with no runs on four hits tonight. Polly ready from the left side. Check second, the 1-1. Down and away. Two balls and a strike. Wagner at second, McKenna at first. Wednesday night at Riders Field. Mark McLemore was in the house tonight for a meet and greet. 19 years in the bigs. 2-1. Chopper first baseline, weakly hit. Hare off the first base bag, flips it to Polly for the second out. Both runners advance. Wagner down to third, McKenna to second. And a big second out of the top of the eighth inning.
Yeah, that's huge. Get that ground ball out. Even though both runners advance and they're now in scoring position, you have the guy who's hitting sub-160 on the year come up and trying to get that final out of the inning.
This is a difficult bottom half of the order, bottom two hitters of the order, and Edwin Diaz and Jordan Brewer on deck. Both recording hits in the last inning. Lefty-righty as well. First pitch from Polly misses arm side. Away from the third baseman, Diaz, 1-0. Right-handed hitters averaging 288 against Polly in the opposite-handed matchup, 1-0. In the air, first base side. Well struck by Diaz, but also well foul. The count works to 1-1. We were impressed looking at the baseball reference page today of Mark McLemore, just continuing to take a closer look at the stats of how well he was able to produce on that Mariners team, knocking on 2000 and into the millennium. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Down in the dirt, 1-2. It's incredible. Late 30s, like past mid-30s.
It was 39, is that right? He stole 39 bases. A 115 OPS plus in the heart of the steroid era in 2001 for a team that won 116 games. He also played every position except for pitcher and catcher.
1-2 low, even count.
I mean, that's impressive in itself. You add all the value he brings offensively to that team, there's a reason why that team won 116 games.
Lost his starting spot at, what was it, second base, and went to manager Lou Piniella and was like, I want to play.
Yep.
You're going to play. 2-2. Tipped and popped onto the glove of Garcia. Still an even count on Diaz with two in scoring position and two out in the eighth.
And the man he lost his second base spot to on that team was Brett Boone, who ended up hitting about 340 with 40 home runs and like 140 knocked in or something like that. Finished, I think, third in the MVP voting that year. Ichiro won the MVP that season, his rookie year.
Utility guys to produce at that level, too, are just special to come across. And then it really ups the ante, as we mentioned, with the age caliber as well, the factor of the age. Polly's 2-2 upstairs, 90 miles an hour on the fastball. Ran it a little too hot. It's 3-2. Second and third, and a 5-0 Hooks advantage. Lefty-righty matchup. Polly sets the payoff pitch. Called strike three on the outer edge. A backwards K for Tristan Polly to strand two in scoring position. Starts and ends the eighth with a backwards strikeout. No runs, no hits, an error made, but it doesn't cost the Rough Riders. Score holds 5-0. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning next.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Stower is standing in as we start the bottom of the eighth inning. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you at Riders Field. Wednesday night action. And it's a 5-0 ball game. Jose Bravo back on the bump, his 0-1 pitch. Stowers takes a strike on the lower outer edge. Big curveball from Bravo at 79, 0-2. 8-9-1 for the Riders facing Bravo. He's been on the mound since the 6th. 0-2 is high and away. One ball, two strikes. Josh Stower is owning one of the four hits tonight for Frisco. Bravo's 1-2 pitch coming home. Ripped high in the air. Right at the plate. The catcher Salazar with the mask off makes the catch. Stowers pops out to the catcher Salazar, first out of the eighth inning. Bottom of the order in the third baseman, Jax Biggers now. Jack, you mentioned the Amarillo start earlier for Jose Bravo. 5 scoreless innings, only base runner allowed was a walk. 4 strikeouts for him. First pitch, Biggers leaves it off the plate. 1-0. That was his first start since May 31st, his only start in the month of June. 1-0. Cut and miss.
Nasty change.
Even count as Biggers was well on top of it. 1-1. They've used him in these roles more of come in as the second guy, a starter, but your piggybacker, someone to follow up a shortened starter. Tonight it was to follow up a major league rehabber. 1-1. Hard hit out to left field. It'll nestle in for a base hit. Biggers with a one-out single in the bottom of the eighth inning. His first hit of the night, his first hit of the series after not appearing in last night's game. Top of the order, one gone for Dustin Harris.
And the way they've used Bravo is a classic Astros thing they've done in the minor leagues. They want to get a lot of different guys in different situations. So not everyone's going to start every game, and not everyone's going to come out of the bullpen every game. They want to make sure that when you get called up to the big leagues, you are ready in any situation that you're put in up there. And Bravo is one of those guys who's been in long relief and starting roles.
Righty-lefty, first pitch to Dustin Harris is ruled a strike inside, 0-1.
They don't quite do this anymore, but what they used to do in the minors was sometimes they'd have 2 or 3 designated days a week.
0-1, Harris swings and misses again at the change, 0-2.
Where they'd have one guy go 5 innings and then the other guy would go 4. No matter what, no matter how many pitches they throw, no matter how many runs they give up, that's what's happening. That's just the way the Astros have done it. Worked pretty well. They made 3 World Series in the last, 6 years? 7 years?
And almost a lot of those guys, too, farm guys. 0-2. Down in the dirt. 1 ball, 2 strikes. In terms of position players. Bravo to start the season on the pitching side. Started in 6 of 7, but it wasn't until June where they started to say, tease him into a different role. 1-2. Chopper foul. Count stays the same on Dustin Harris. He's 0-2 tonight with a walk in the 6th. Bravo started out June with 3 consecutive bullpen outings. 14 2/3. And he gave up 5 earned. 10 hits. Strikeouts racked up, though. Harris with a high fly ball towards the Rough Riders bullpen. Was it Church again?
No, it's for Ozuna.
Oh, it was Ozuna, the converted position player, now pitcher to run it down. And just a smile to hand it off to a fan. He was running, Zach, to make that play from like the back of the bullpen. And now just a high five line.
That's what he do in Amarillo when the bullpens are on the field. He always had his glove on.
1-2. Chopper right side towards the second baseman, Wagner. Throws to second for one. No throw to first. Two gone. Harris on the fielder's choice, safe at first. Here's Johnny Ornelas.
So what he'd do is he'd always have his glove on. Anytime a ball was hit in the vicinity, he'd spring up and run and make the play, and then he'd come back and high-five everyone in the bullpen. That's exactly what just happened. He made that catch. Everyone who was sitting down in the bullpen, their hot hands went skyward.
There you go.
They were freaking out. Hey, yay, there it is.
Just a free smile.
Just a bundle of joy.
With Furrow Zuna. First pitch, Ornelas a take all the way.
Balk.
And a balk. Dustin Harris to second on the slip up from the pitcher, Jose Bravo. Fourth Rough Rider in scoring position tonight. All prior three have been left stranded. First pitch to Ornelas. Swing and a miss for strike one. No balls and a strike to the shortstop, Johnny Ornelas. Zach mentioned only has gone consecutive days over at the plate once this season. He's at risk of doing it in this series. No hits to begin this series in his second game. 0-1 is middle with a fastball at 91, and it's now 0-2. Ornelas finished the series in Arkansas with a 2-for-4 day. That came after a 1-for-4 day. Next pitch. 0-2 is a chopper left side. Tough play. Whitcomb with it. The shortstop throws to first. They got him by a step. One out base hit from Jax Biggers. He was fried at second. Dustin Harris, the man left stranded. Again, another run in scoring position. Rough Riders forced off the scoreboard tonight. We go to the ninth. Still a 5-0 Hooks lead on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We start the ninth inning from Riders Field, and I'll pass it back over to Zach Bigley.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Yes, sir.
5-0, Corpus Christi on in front, top of the ninth inning. Tristan Pauly back out as the Rough Riders have just used three pitchers tonight. Jordan Brewer to start things off. It's 9-1-2 for the Hooks in the ninth. First pitch. Just down low and inside, one ball and no strikes. It's Brewer, Kessinger, and Barry Hill. What an odd start to the series this has been for the Rough Riders. From the stretch, here's the 1-0 pitch. Down low and inside, two balls, no strikes. Bit of an offensive struggle in Arkansas last week for the Rough Riders, and then here in the first two games of this series. Frisco has been held to 7 combined hits and just 2 combined runs so far. 2-0 pitch. Line drive to right center field. Long run, Martinez. Stowers cuts over, and he makes the catch. Ooh, avoiding the collision there is the last second Martinez peeled off. One away on the line out to right field. Top of the order now in Greg Kessinger. 5-0 Corpus. Chris, at one point 2 weeks ago, this is an offense that had the sixth best OPS in all of minor league baseball. And now things are starting to taper off a little bit. Almost inexplicably, too. First pitch home. Kessinger lines it into left field. That drops in right in front of Dustin Harris for a base hit. First pitch attacking. It's his second hit today. Luke Berryhill makes his way to the plate. 5-0 Corpus Christi out in front. But the roster really hasn't changed much on the offensive side for the Riders. You can point early on in the month in June, Ezekiel Duran getting bumped up, but that's really the only one.
That's it. Yeah, and even if you think of anything, you've added guys too. Like you've added Jax Biggers, who's a guy that can come right in and hit the ball. He hit it hard out the gate at the double-A level. So I think it's just a stretch of the season.
First pitch. Sizzles outside. 1-1, no strike.
And it's really easy to just chalk it up to that. But there's a lot of factors that are, quite frankly, above my pay grade at work. But it's a grueling season. A lot of travel. 6 games consecutively can get a lot. You're facing the same uniform in the same setting 6 games in a row.
1-0 pitch on the way to Berryhill. Outside, 2-1, no strikes.
I say the same uniforms. Is this the first time we've seen Cody Bradford and the Riders in slates this season? At home. I'm not sure if we've seen him. Bradford loved the creams and the red unis.
Paulie ready from the stretch of the 2-0. Eyeing away. Back pick down to first. Not in time. Kessinger back in. 3-1, no strikes. Pick back to the 2-week road trip where the Rough Riders went 4-8 in Wichita and Amarillo. The offense was clicking. 17 homers in a 6-game series in Amarillo, and they lost that series 2-4. The pitch. Outside, 4. It's a 4-pitch free pass to Berryhill. 2 aboard, 1 out. Here in the 9th inning for Justin Dearden. Garcia will go out and talk it over. And the Rough Riders getting a man loose. Grant Anderson, who will start up and throwing in the bullpen. Rough Riders just haven't been able to pair the offense and the pitching in these last few weeks.
And you know who pitched really well in that road trip? It was Cody Bradford.
He did.
Like, really good in Wichita and Amarillo against, at the time, 2 sluggers of teams. And you got 2 of some of the best stuff from Cody Bradford, even 3 consecutive starts to begin June that you'd see from Bradford leaking into the Midland series as well. That was probably the best we've seen Bradford in the years against Midland at home.
Yeah, in that road trip, the tough first start for Bradford where it was washed out due to rain, just went 1 inning. Then he allowed 1 earned run over 4 innings in his start to conclude that series in Wichita. Mound visit over. Here's Justin Dearden, 2 aboard. First pitch. Breaking ball. Finds the outside corner at the knees. It's 0-1. Then at Amarillo, he went 5 2/3 innings shutout, 8 Ks. Came back home. That start you mentioned against Midland, Chris, 5 1/3 shutout, 11 strikeouts. Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
0-1. Rip and a miss. Good breaking ball again, low and away, and it's 0-2. And then came Arkansas. 7 runs over 4 2/3 for Bradford, and then here today, the 4-5. 5-0 Corpus, top of the ninth. 2-1, 1 out. 0-2. Check swing, pitch low and away. They appeal. Was able to hold. 1-2. You look at the first 2 games of this series, though. The Rough Riders with a solo home run yesterday and then a run coming across on an error. There are 2 tallies. No runs today. And I think a big part of that is you're facing a 5-inning start from big league rehabber Jake Odorizzi. That's not fair. Jose Bravo shutting him down as well. Look back towards second, the 1-2. Swinging a soft grounder right side. Foscue charges from second, picks, throws onto first, and just gets him. He gets the sure out. 2 down, both runners advance. Runners at second and third now. Kessinger at the third base bag. Berryhill right behind him, 90 feet away.
All right, this is right where Tristan Polly was in the 8th inning. He got the 1-3 put out. Both runners advanced. 2 in scoring position, 2 out before he got the backwards K. Same spot, but again, that tough stretch of the order, beginning with Shea Whitcomb.
And they're going to put him on.
They sure are.
And why not? I mean, Whitcomb is hitting 321 with 7 home runs against left-handed pitching out of his 8 homers this year. You want to face the left-hander, Will Wagner. So an intentional walk. Bases loaded now. Will Wagner in from the left side. He's got 2 hits today. Paulie's pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider away, 0-1. Couple singles, reached on an error. It's 2-for-4. Pull side shift on the infield for him. 0-1. Inside. 1-1. One of the very few intentional walks we've seen from Jared Gettert this year. Good job by the Riders staff, though, knowing the split numbers for Shea Whitcomb. The pitch is sawed off. A ground ball softly hit to third. Jax Biggers has it. Fires onto first base, and he gets him. And it pays off, walking Whitcomb. Side comes to a close, and another scoreless inning for Tristan Paulie. No runs on 1 hit, no errors, and the bases left loaded. Hooks have stranded 7 tonight. They lead 5-0 as we go to the home half of the ninth. Sheep to shear for the Rough Riders offensively. We come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jose Bravo back to work in the ninth. The first pitch to Kellen Strom is on the inside corner for a strike, and it's no balls and 1 strike on the Riders' designated hitter. 3-4-5 for the Riders, trailing 5-0 in the home half of the ninth inning. And the 0-1. Strom watches low and away, 1-1 strike. 1-for-3 day for Kellen Strom with an infield single that came back in the fourth. 1 of 5 hits tonight for Frisco. 1-1 shuttles in. Check swing. And he went around and a pitch low of the zone. And it's 1-2 strikes. Rough Riders have not had a multi-hit inning tonight. 1 hit in the second, 1 in the third, 1 in the fourth. 1 in the seventh, 1 in the eighth. One back from Bravo and the 1-2 pitch. Low and outside in the dirt. 2-2 strikes. Jake Odorizzi, the big league rehabber, went 5 innings. Jose Bravo has gone the last 3, and he looks like he's going to be the guy here in the ninth. 2-2. Rounder foul off the catcher, Salazar. Still 2-2 strikes. Rough Riders being outscored 5-0, being out hit 9-5. Danger of dropping their third in a row. 2-2 in. Liner into right field, hit fairly well. Brewer going back, just shy of the warning track. He hauls it in. 1 out. Justin Foscue now. Riders will be back in action tomorrow night as well. Game three of the series. It'll be a Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. It's going to be a packed Rowdy at the River, Chris. There are going to be a lot of folks out there beyond right field.
Looking at the weather, too, 97 tomorrow. That's going to be a little bit warmer than it's been the last couple of days. So you know the sun's going to be shining hard. It's going to be fun.
Good day to be out there. Right on right to start things in Foscue's at-bat. He deals. Rides inside with a 93-mile-an-hour heater. One ball, no strikes. No one-out starter for the Rough Riders tomorrow. It was going to be Jack Leiter, but he was placed on the development list earlier today. 1-0. Fastball up high. Two balls, no strikes. Owen White will go in a couple days. Heard from him in our pregame show today. Good interview from Chris. 2-0. Fastball. Inside, three balls, no strikes.
Grew up with three older sisters. And he said, yeah, most of the baseball is just outside by myself.
3-0. Strike in the outside corner, three balls, one strike.
Not really. I mean, he said sometimes he'd get a sister to come out and play with you, but not for long if you're the younger brother in the family.
3-1. Ripping a miss, 3-2. Another fastball.
Always bigger and better things the older siblings are up to. It felt like, from my perspective.
I want to be the annoying younger kid, right? 3-2. Fouled straight back, still 3-2. One out, bases clear. Bottom nine, 5-0 Corpus.
So the family, like 40, 50 people would always just load it up and go to the beach. Kickball, wiffle ball. At the beach, you know, you think maybe pickleball. They'd get competitive in anything. All three older sisters played college sports.
Athletic family. 3-2. Ripping a miss. Got him down low. Strike three. Two down. Final hope is J.P. Martinez. Jose Bravo. The strikeout number four. Martinez, left-handed batter. The infield shifts accordingly to the pole side. First pitch. He swings, spoils it, foul out of play, left side, it's 0-1. First pitch tomorrow will be 7:05. We'll be on the air at 6:45. Gates will open at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Cody Deason will go for Corpus Christi. The pitch, down low and inside. Count evens at one ball and one strike. Deason struggled. He's 0-3 with a 10 ERA. Pitch home. Way outside. Two balls, one strike. Rough Riders, a lot of TBDs over the next few days in their starting rotation, trying to figure out how they're going to align things. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Change up away. It's now two balls, two strikes, and the Riders are down to their final strike, trailing 5-0 here in the ninth. Be sure to check out the website, ridersbaseball.com, for more info on tomorrow's starter. Here's the 2-2. Line drive up and over the first baseman, Luke Berryhill, down the right field line, a base hit. And J.P. Martinez keeps it going for the Riders. Frisco not going down quietly. David Garcia now. Martinez with a couple hits. He doubled back in the second. Garcia in from the left side. First bit. Right on the outside corner for a strike. Or just off the outside corner, I should say. It's one ball, no strikes. First two-hit day for the Rough Riders since Ornelas had two hits on Sunday. As the offering is found at the plate, 1-1.
Man, that took a chunk out of Salazar. He about fell right over on his stomach after that caught him. Pop right back up.
He's walking it off.
And David Garcia says, I know that feeling.
It always seems to happen when the other catcher is at the plate. That's happened a lot with Matt Watley at the plate. And he steps out immediately and says, hey, I know your pain. Runner at first, two down. 1-1 toss. High and away. Two balls, one strike. 5-0 Corpus Christi, bottom nine.
2-1.
Line the opposite way, and that nestles into left field. A base hit. Bounced right on the infield dirt once, scooted out into left field. Against the shift, back-to-back singles for the Riders here in the ninth inning. Trey Hare makes his way to the plate now. And here comes Gregorio Petit. He's going to make the move. Jose Bravo got the first two outs of the ninth inning, trying to finish it off with four solid innings out of the bullpen, but he cannot get the final out. So Petit going to make the move here in the ninth inning and go down to the bullpen. They'll get Jonathan Sprinkle. We'll try and get the final out of this one. 5-0 Corpus out in front. We step aside for a pitching change. Come back after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
On the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Spend your Thirsty Thursday at Riders Field on singles night as Ivan Hall from season 16 of The Bachelorette will be on hand for a meet and greet. We'll see you this week at Riders Field. Let's ride!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Two outs here in the bottom of the ninth inning, and Corpus Christi turns to the bullpen. Jonathan Sprinkle comes out with two aboard, two outs. Riders trailing 5-0. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. 0-for-3 day for Trey Hare. He climbs in trying to make a big impact. Riders need base runners. They got him. They need some runs. Couple strikeouts today for Hare. Right-handed pitcher, Jonathan Sprinkle. From the stretch, first pitch. High fly ball down the left side and foul. 0-1. Boy, any time a ball goes to the opposite field off of Trey Hare's bat, something in the back of your mind says, hey, might have a chance. So many home runs this season the opposite way.
A little life here?
Yeah.
All right.
Runners at first and second. 0-1 here with two outs. Sprinkle from the stretch. He fires. Hare takes a strike in the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Riders down to their final strike. Sprinkle, the 23-year-old. 23rd appearance, a 6.59 ERA. Surrendered three home runs this year. Oh, 2. Way outside with a breaking ball. One ball, two strikes. Three home runs that he's allowed. Two of them have been by left-handed hitters. That's what Trey Hare is. 1-2 on the way. Low and down, or low and away, I should say. It's two balls, two strikes.
You weren't wrong.
That's a little repetitive. 5-0 Corpus Christi here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Martinez leads from second. Garcia from first. From the stretch, the 2-2 pitch on the way to Trey Hare. Inside. Three balls and two strikes. Josh Stowers is on deck. Friars trying to rally all with two outs here in the ninth inning. The 3-2 pitch. Runners take off. Strike three called. Late strike three call by Willie Traynor, the home plate umpire, and Trey Hare talking with him. This ball game's over. Hooks take it 5-0. Rough Riders shut out and held to just two runs over the first two games of this series. Hooks win it 5-0. Chris Jarrod will break it down for you when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can't celebrate Independence Day without fireworks. Spend your 4th of July weekend at Riders Field and catch post-game fireworks on Fireworks Friday, presented by Raisin Cane's, and the next night with Skylit Saturday, with our biggest post-game fireworks display of the year on July 3rd. Get your tickets today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Rough Riders drop tonight's ball game. 5-0 the final score. Chris Jarrod back with you at Riders Field. Let's break down the action before shutting down tonight's broadcast. It was four runs by Corpus Christi in the top of the second inning, all on the line of Cody Bradford. Got to tip your cap to Cody tonight. He finished the rest of his night, and after four runs on five hits in the second, he throws his last three scoreless, finishes with three punchouts, only one walk given up. Despite getting the loss, Bradford now 5-5 this season with a 6.75 earned run average. The win belongs to Major League Rehabbing Jake Odorizzi. No runs on three hits, no walks, and six strikeouts tonight. And the Major League Rehabber was strong at the AA level with the hooks tonight, throwing five scoreless. He gets the win, 1-0 with Corpus Christi. Jose Bravo was tonight's intended starter. He ends up throwing 3 2/3 in relief. No runs on four hits, a walk, and four strikeouts. Could not finish the ninth and get the final out of the bottom of the ninth inning, though. Departed with 3 2/3 instead of the four out of the pen that they wanted him to. But it was Jonathan Sprinkle that came in and shut down Frisco with the backwards K. A tough call on the line of Trey Hare on a 3-2 pitch. Looked a little inside. Hare thought so and wasn't happy, of course, with the final out of the ball game. A game that took 2 hours and 41 minutes in front of a crowd at Riders Field of 4,129. A good uptick from 3,866 last night as we gear up for what should be a really fun weekend in Frisco this week and loading into this weekend. Tomorrow night, Thursday at the ballpark, also singles night. Ivan Hall from season 16 of The Bachelorette's on hand. Another Blue Norther hard seltzer rowdy at the river, and then Thursday to expect at Riders Field. Tickets are going really, really fast with just everything. The festivities of 4th of July right around the corner coming up on Monday, and folks getting that baseball itch as we turn the calendar to July in just a few short days. Rough Riders with the 5-0 loss tonight as we take a look at the box score. We'll go ahead and step aside on the Riders postgame show. Come back and take one final trip around the Texas League. and take a look at some of those scores and set the stage a little bit more for you for tomorrow's matchup. Rough Riders drop game two this week to Corpus Christi, 5-0 the final. Back after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back on the Riders Baseball Network one final time as we say goodnight on Wednesday night. Frisco with the 5-0 loss at home. Hooks taking the first two games of the series this week at Riders Field. And let's take a gander at some of the finals around the Texas League scoreboard on this June 29, 2022. Here's how they went. Midland topped San Antonio 2-1 at home, out-hitting the Missions 8-3 tonight in the 2-1 win. San Antonio committing two errors as the Rockhounds scored all two of their runs in the bottom of the fourth. San Antonio with their lone run in the top of the seventh. And that's it. Wichita on the road, little vengeance from last night. 10-1, the win surge over the Cardinals, out-hitting Springfield 12-6. Arkansas continues a good start in Tulsa. They topped the Drillers at One Oak Field, 7-3 the final, and it was Tulsa committing the errors tonight. Amarillo over Northwest Arkansas, 10-4 the final there. 12-7, the Sod Poodles with the advantage in the hit column. Every team in the Texas League out-committing the other in errors gets the loss tonight. Pretty fitting with the errors more often than not resulting in the losses. Looking around the farm, it was a tough night as Texas at the major league level falling earlier today in Kansas City 2-1. Kannapolis over Down East at Granger Stadium 4-2 the final. The Wood Ducks fall despite out-hitting Kannapolis 10-7 and two errors on the line of the visitors. Greensboro over Hickory tonight 6-4 as the Crawdads were out hit 16-6. That one went 10 innings, and Greensboro with two runs in the top of the 10th. Hickory had no answer in the bottom half. AAA Round Rock with the win tonight as they are able to top the Aviators 10-1 the final. Out hit them as well 14-4. Round Rock teetering at the 500 level, but they pick up win number 38. With the 10-1 win at home. That's how it looked around the farm. And that'll do it for our broadcast tonight, just shy of 10 o'clock from Frisco, Texas. Big thanks to you if you join any of our action tonight. Unfortunately, the Rough Riders couldn't get the win, but they look to do that tomorrow and try and continue what can hopefully be a strong start to the second half. But they dropped their first two games of the week to Corpus Christi at home. For my broadcast partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jarrett, saying that final one last time. The Hooks over Frisco tonight, 5-0 the final score. We'll be on the air tomorrow. First pitch 7:05 again. 6:35, the 10-minute countdown goes live, and we'll have pregame coverage at 6:45. Until then, have a great rest of your Wednesday night. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And as always, let's ride.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.